welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
It's time to name the Adam Carolla Show Employee of the Week. This week's employee definitely walks the tightrope of staying true to his ideas and believing in himself, but also listening to and learning from criticism. His remarkable artistry and intelligence are truly a wonder to behold. This week's Employee of the Week is, once again, Adam Carolla.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Wow. As Employee of the Week, the first thing I want to do is send Bald Brian into the green room to grab whichever deal or no deal suitcase chick that was that just walked in and just bring... Just, Angie, go get her and just tell her to stand up against the glass here because this is spectacular.
This could be right out of
Midnight
Express.
You never get this enthusiastic about the beautiful women.
I must say that most of these women... Holy.
Wow. God.
Hold on.
This has got to be a 6'2
Intern David
woman.
Or Steve, whichever name you answer to, please get your gangly ass out of the way. Thank you. The deal, look, a lot of women are good looking and they look great on TV and then you see them in real life and you're like, ow, I didn't know she was that short. Or, geez, there's not much to her. Or,
those are not real boobs, though. Take a look, Steve.
I
that does not exist in nature.
They moved like they were real.
That was in your head, buddy.
Was my head bobbling?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
I do.
I got to say, that is, five.
Real?
She's got to be over 6 feet.
Real or no real is coming up on the, we're going to open a case, and if her boobs are in there, I will.
5'9".
Hey, everybody. I got to open a case called my underpants. I got a little bald Howie down there. No earring. But good to go. Don't shake his hand. He's a weirdo. He needs to figure out. OCD. I gotta say, I don't know real or no real.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know what that was, but man, god damn, did that work.
That's definitely your type, though. You like the kind of, she looks very Italian and kind of like, you know.
Statuesque and just cut in a way that, look, there's not enough diet shakes.
That's a Ferrari on feet.
Yeah, look, you work out all you want, watch your diet, and don't bother talking. I don't even know which one. I don't know if that was Kelly number 24 or Lauren number 8. Either way, don't bother asking her for workout tips or routines or anything like that. There's nothing you can do that's going to make you look like that.
Choose the right parents.
That's why I ended up on the juice.
Should I bring her in to do the news?
Because they said you can't
bring her in.
Yeah,
Danny, go talk to Lennox Lewis. See how you can become a 6'6 black man with 255 pounds and no fat.
I was working out 4 hours a day because I knew I was going to have to sit next to Mario Lopez, and a real world-class weightlifter said, dude, your genetics suck. You're old. You can't. And that's how I ended up on the juice. He was right. I said, you don't have it. Nothing I can teach will ever give it to you.
That's how I ended up on the couch.
All right. Well, go get her.
No, I said ended up on the juice. I was still talking about you.
Oh, thanks.
Brian, go get her. Bald Brian?
Yeah.
Go do my bidding.
Let me fire off the news.
Kelly, number 24?
Yes.
Wow. Look at you.
You're making me blush.
Well, I must say...
oh, my God.
No, I've said it before. You have these models, actresses, whoever, and they come in, and I'm always just sort of prepared to be disappointed because people are a little shorter, not quite as beautiful when you see them in real life, the makeup, the cameras, the whatever. You... Wow. You know what? They should give you two numbers. You'll be 24 and 3.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Which number are you?
I'm 24.
Yeah.
24 and 3. Okay.
They should give you another number. I'm going to talk to Mandel. You know, Mr. Mandel's a personal friend of mine. Okay?
Not mine.
I'll talk to his ass.
Okay.
I love the guy, but he just thinks I'm like Pigpen from Charlie.
Really
yeah. Could you stand up again, please? Kelly, number 24?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Now, how tall are you?
Not that great.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
5'9", wearing the heels. And what pants? What do you call those pants? Boner makers?
Strap pants?
What do you call those?
Black stretch pants?
I'm going to call them unnecessary.
Just pants?
Bobby! I'm just going to call them unnecessary.
Now, real or no real?
That's my personal.
That's your secret?
No real.
Right. No real. Look, don't care.
I've bought many boobs as gifts for girls. Hey, Gary, you want a rack?
What did you do before you were a deal or no deal?
She was a hot girl, not dealing.
I actually...
Hey, everybody! Honey, did she bought them boobies? Working as an accountant.
Sorry, you haven't seen that before.
A chef.
What, yeah. Really? Chef.
Where did you work?
I went to the Culinary Institute.
Speaking of...
I got a new dish called Fat Cuisine. Spelled with a PH, keep in my pants.
So basically, if you were with Adam...
She worked at the Olive Garden. Who cares, baby? She's hot. I got a breadstick for you. All right, sorry. Where were you?
Did you have a specialty in culinary school?
Yes.
Pastry chef. So she could bake...
Hold on, I got a cream filling this... To jump out of my cannoli. All right, sorry.
Eclairs? Talking about pastries.
Oh, my God.
I can't talk.
But I, look, you shouldn't have to talk, baby. Just listen.
Okay.
Or don't even do that.
Hold on. Maybe she could be more perfect. How do you feel about football?
I watch it occasionally. I'm not that big on
The Rams?
What's your sport?
I never played any sports.
Mm-hmm. You know what my sport is?
I rode horses when I was younger.
Broad jumping. Yeah, I'm what you call a special Olympian, baby. I keep the pole in my pants. That's what I do the vault with. You want to mount my pommel horse?
I got to ask you this. 24. Yeah. What are your measurements?
34, 23, 33.
Mm. Just stand up. Can we see you?
That
just
does not occur in nature.
No,
frequently.
I would like you just do one quick lap around the room.
I will.
You just
no
do
way.
A quick. You
one
don't
lap.
Have to jog. I'm not telling you to give me a beer or anything. I'm just saying one quick lap around this studio.
No, you'll have to watch the show.
I think
have
the to, pony I do watch sound the show. Is really what enticed her to
yeah, I think, the, I think the pony really wanted.
What can Adam do for you? Just to get one lap around the room.
Nothing.
Is there anything you want or need?
Absolutely nothing.
Kelly, the honeymoon will be over soon. Kelly Brannigan, and what is number 24? What's your nationality?
My mom's from an island off the coast of Belize. And my dad's Irish.
The Isle of Hotness?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. It's called Placencia.
It's called Temptation Island.
I tried to go there, and they said with my passport I couldn't get on.
They stamped it right on her nose. Your passport picture's just a huge nose and a yarmulke. There's nothing else there.
I'm about to throw this pen right at your head. Right at your look, nappy maybe, head. How do you deal with these guys?
There's nothing wrong with you. Just don't sit next to her.
It's way too early for you.
I don't want to sit next to her.
Don't sit next to her.
I'm a perfect gentleman. It's this loud mouth over here.
There was nothing wrong with that beautiful little Miata until it pulled up next to the Ferrari.
Right.
That was the problem.
Exactly right.
I know. Can you park across the lot? I feel like a fat troll.
Well, actually, parts of her still are outside. The rest of her is just in the room.
Hey, listen. Brian McKnight asked me out.
Oh, yeah. We need to take... wait till he sees Kelly. We need to take ourselves...
I can't breathe.
Teresa Strasser.
We need to take a break. We got to get back on time.
Yay. It's the best of the Adam Carolla Show. Coming up next, more with the Deal or No Deal girls. Danny tries to seal the deal while Adam talks about boob etiquette on the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
Now, episode 19 of How to Fit FM Talk into Your Summer Lifestyle.
This summer, be sure to protect your sensitive skin from the damaging rays of the sun by lathering on plenty of FM Talk. Proper application of FM Talk will not only keep you healthy, it can even make West Side leather skin hags look up to 10 years younger.
Think about that.
Summertime.
Summer. 97.1,
the FM Talk station.
Hey, streamers, it's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride-what-they-sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week. Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
Hi.
Hi, I'm your new neighbor.
Nice to meet you.
I just want to let you know, you're making my mouth water. What is that delicious smell?
Oh, I just got done grilling a couple of steaks. Do you want to join me?
Sorry, that whole red meat thing. I don't think so.
Oh, these steaks are good for you. They're from U.S. Wellness Meats.
Really? What's so healthy about U.S. Wellness Meats?
Well, U.S. Wellness Meats cattle are totally free-range grass-fed, like in nature. No grain, no hormones, antibiotics, irradiation, or any of that junk. Their meat even has omega-3 ratios comparable to fish, and has 30% fewer calories than grain-fed beef.
So you're telling me I can eat a hamburger, and it's good for me?
That's right.
But how is it?
It's delicious. Here, open your mouth.
That's the best steak I've ever tasted.
Yeah, and at uswellnessmeats.com, you can get all kinds of healthy meat delivered to you in a day.
I'm hungry.
Impress your guests this 4th of July by throwing healthy and delicious U.S. Wellness Meats on the grill. Log on to uswellnessmeats.com now, type in code radio, and get a 20% one-time holiday discount on select meats.
Hey guys, come down and see me and my girlfriends at the Spearmint Rhino's new Torrance location, just 2 miles south of the 405 freeway on Normandy Avenue. The new Spearmint Rhino in Torrance is a topless club offering a full bar. That's right, guys, topless with liquor. There's also a free happy hour buffet, and 30 to 50 dancers are featured nightly. Open daily from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m., 7 days a week. The Torrance Spearmint Rhino has the hottest adult stars performing every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And if those aren't enough reasons to come over, the Torrance Rhino now airs all UFC fights. And here's one more reason to come to the Spearmint Rhino, the baddest backside contest every Thursday night. The Spearmint Rhino, just 2 miles south of the 405 freeway on Normandy in Torrance. Visit myspace.com/Spearmint Rhino Torrance for directions and showtimes. See you at the Rhino in Torrance.
Now here's Mark Crisco with the Channel 6 weather.
How's my hair? We got some early morning low clouds turning to hazy sunshine this afternoon, followed by a high pressure system. Speaking of high pressure, if your job's getting you down, try blowing off a little steam at Silver Rain Gentlemen's Club for the businessman's lunch, if you know what I mean.
Thanks, Mark. Now let's go to traffic.
There's a Silver Rain in North Hollywood and West L.A.
Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Ted with traffic.
Things are stop and go out on the 405. Hey, Mark, is that near the Silver Rain Gentlemen's Club?
Yeah, right there at Olympic and Bundy on Mississippi.
Chicks hot?
Hotter than Death Valley in July, my brother.
Yeah.
That's it. I quit.
Where are you going?
I'm dancing at the Silver Rain in North Hollywood in an hour. You coming?
Hell yeah!
Oh, here's Hank.
The Silver Rain Gentlemen's Club, the hottest exotic showgirls in Southern California and North Hollywood and West L.A. They give the businessman's lunch a whole new meaning. Call 310-479-1500 for more information. Hey, fellas, wait for me.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew! On the Adam Carolla Show, Dateline, San Jose, California. A 35-year-old man was angry that his pizza was delivered late and attacked the manager of the pizzeria with a machete. Definitely not a Jew.
Well, keeping that theme going, Lauren, now, how shall I pronounce your last name? Is it Shiohama?
Shiohama, that's correct.
Nice.
Nihongo nashimasu ka? I'll take that as a no.
No, I actually don't speak Japanese or Chinese.
Well, that's what I asked right there. That's what you do. I said, do you speak Japanese? Well, it's a Japanese last name, not a Chinese last name.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't. Now, did your parents?
My first wife was Japanese. Speak Japanese.
My dad speaks a little bit, but I'm actually fourth generation Japanese, so kind of got lost along the way.
Wait, good. You're fourth generation American. Aren't you always?
Ooh. I don't know how that
fourth
works.
Fourth generation Japanese American.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're all Japanese if they're still in Japan.
Either way. I heard.
Tell Danny to move on.
I heard. No, he's right. I'm sure. I'm just confused. I heard Schwarzenegger talking about this yesterday. I still want to know why the Latin folks weren't doing as well on the standardized testing as the blue-eyed folks. And he said, well, maybe they're speaking their language just a little too much. And, of course, everyone got their panties in a bunch because the governor of a state that speaks English suggested that maybe folks that weren't doing so well on tests ought to go ahead and speak the language of that the test is being given in.
Right.
Yes.
That's insanity, I know, but please, all you retards, let's just come on in and assimilate. Doesn't matter what you look like, but if we're going to speak English and you're going to get a job, then it'd be nice if you learned it.
Well, he was saying in the Latino community that people speak to each other in Spanish and listen to Spanish TV and radio and therefore don't immerse themselves in the English language.
It's the law in Germany that you cannot dub television from America or leave American television in English. You have to dub it into German.
Really?
Yeah, there's no English on TV. They're very proud of their language. They don't want it to go away. Shit. Proud of their culture.
I like that, but then they love Hasselhoff, and that's why that's reason enough to bomb them again.
But
first their love of Hasselhoff, then there's the final solution, and now this.
Well, what happened was they just realized that Hasselhoff was a spaz, so when the German translator speaks, he doesn't say one word that the Hoff actually says. He comes out cool.
I've got an important question for a deal or no deal.
Lauren,
how did you become... You went to USC.
Mm-hmm.
I think you studied communications? Yeah.
Communications.
How did you become a deal or no deal girl?
Well, while I was going to SC, I was doing commercials and auditioning. And then after SC, I was kind of indecided on what I was going to do. And, I went to an audition for Deal or No Deal and booked that, and here
I am. So you were modeling through college.
Uh-huh.
And then this opportunity came up, you auditioned, you got the job.
Bald Brian graduated SC and loves everything SC. And I assume that means you love Lauren as well, though you would have loved her even if she went to UCLA or Cal, right?
Probably not
think
so much.
About it. No, but he's still excited.
If she went to UCLA, it would be Go Bruins.
Lauren, are you single, gal?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Same boyfriend as Callie?
I have a wonderful boyfriend. We've been together for 2.5 years.
Wait. He just said, do you have a great boyfriend like Callie? He said, no, I have a wonderful boyfriend. Do you mean that her boyfriend sucks?
No.
Is that what you just said? That her boyfriend sucks?
What I heard.
That's what I heard.
That too. Mm-hmm. You've been together for 2.5 years. Do you live together?
No, we don't. But
I hate gay people.
Are you getting married?
Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you feel he's gonna pop the question soon?
You know, we're not in any rush, but
they're very cute to
you. What does this guy do? I don't trust him. You're too good for him.
He's amazing. He's actually preparing to take the bar.
Oh, I like that.
He's a Trojan as well, went to SC Law School.
So you guys met? You guys met on campus? You met at school?
Yeah. No, we didn't. We actually met at a bar.
Wow, that burst
totally
my
bubble.
I know. And I met him for the first time at a bar.
Yeah.
You found out that you just went to the same school?
Mm-hmm, and that was what we were like, oh, Trojan.
And you first met him at a bar, too?
Her boyfriend at a bar, yeah.
Shocker that the other no girls drink.
Drinking you are an alcoholic.
No, I don't drink, actually, that much at all. My boyfriend doesn't drink at all. He's never been drunk, so
all
I don't go
now,
out.
Now we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
I used to go out until I met. Mm-hmm.
Now, where did you meet him? Was he managing the apartment you were in?
I met him at the Deal or No Deal Christmas party, actually.
How the hell?
What was he doing there?
He was a friend of a friend, and he came, and I met him. And
we're talking about scoring. You go to a Christmas party. Like, normally, the best you're going to do at the Christmas party is not piss off the boss, and maybe you can nail the homely temp. The fat Kelly girl who's been manning the phones for the last 10 days. You don't know if she's Cammy or Tammy.
Yep.
But picking up a Deal or No Deal suitcase, girl.
He's got game.
You've got to tell for all our male listeners.
You know what? To be honest with you, it wasn't him. It was all me. He's just so cute, and he's younger than me. He's a year younger than me. And he walked, like, he was a friend of a friend, and I just saw him, and I was like, oh, my God.
What's he look like?
Like a Ken doll, I guess you could say. Like, he's just all-American. Spiked up hair, cute. He works out. No, old dirty blonde.
When do you think he's going to come out of the closet?
Ken doll.
Just beautiful. And he's Ken the and nicest Barbie. Guy ever.
Kelly.
So you approached him.
Yeah.
Kelly, I don't know. It may be over for
I got
us.
Drunk a couple nights later, and I was like, you're coming home with me.
I was like, and then how soon into this did you consummate? If you don't mind my asking, because I'm in a quandary.
I was his girlfriend before we even anything.
See you guys? See this happen?
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
She's saying she's not
I swear
a whore.
To God, I'm not. He was my boyfriend, like, 3 days after I met him, and then we waited like 2 weeks before we even.
Oh, I'm already past that.
Yeah. That would have felt like 5 years to me.
I really liked him though.
For the first time, I really liked him.
Here's how I know.
For the first time, you liked
him. Like somebody.
Are you saying the first time you had sex with somebody you actually liked?
No.
Was it all you'd hoped?
Since you're talking in code today, girl. What's up?
Here's how I know I'm in love with Kelly. I did that thing where I went to the bathroom 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
And you know when there's, somebody, when you go to the bathroom and you do that thing where you're washing your hands and you think, oh, I'm going to try to make myself better looking before I come back into the studio.
Oh.
But there's nothing you can ever do. It's like, you're always like, you give that beat and you go, hey, if I focus really hard, I think I make myself better looking. So you do that move like you go, oh, where to start? All right, let's see. Tuck in the shirt. Do that shirt tuck in. But you could stay there for 1,000 years and it wouldn't add up to anything. But that's still the move we all try. Hey, there's someone I want to impress over there. I think I'll make myself better looking.
You just described my
20s. You know what's so funny is that as long as we're going to come clean, I went in there and stuffed like 6 or 7 inches of rolled up toilet paper into the heels of my shoes so I'd be like 3 inches taller.
I saw Danny doing push-ups and stuffing a sock into his underpants in the bathroom while I was trying to make myself better looking. Just through the powers of positive thought.
And I was throwing up breakfast. So we all...
And by the way, when you get down on all fours in the men's room to do push-ups, you're committed to a girl.
That's a lie.
I like that Lauren was working her way through college modeling and was, you know, didn't know what to do. Could have gone into a career in the communications or could have become a Deal or No Deal girl.
What are you doing with your arm?
Gesturing.
What the whole... She's bringing in the plane,
I'm Jewish. You know what I'm going to do with my arm in a second if you don't shut up? I'm going to sock you in it.
Hey, so Lauren, you were also Little Miss Sunshine. You were Miss California and Little Miss
California.
Sunshine. Now, Miss California... Now, first there was Miss Whoever at the beginning of Little Miss Sunshine where she was watching the tape over and over again.
Oh, Miss America.
Miss America. That wasn't you.
No.
And then, you met Little Miss Sunshine when she arrived
when
in
she was
Long
getting
Beach.
An autograph.
Right. Yes. Sweet.
Were you ever in pageants yourself?
No, I was never into
She's
that.
She's pretty.
You think this, like, JonBenet thing would have put an end to the pageants?
Not
but what happened
is
those moms took about 9 months off and said, yeah, no, this isn't right. And it's on again. It's now
the
game
moms
on.
Are pretty crazy.
I have a question for Lauren, and I hope it's not too personal, but how did you make the decision to get the, for Kelly, I'm sorry. How did you make the decision to get the boobs? Because you're already so gorgeous, and not that there's anything
wrong
with it.
I didn't have very, very small boobs. I had, you know, like a small, like a large B, and I didn't go up much. I just went to a C. Just because I just felt like I wanted to. I wanted to be more confident in a bathing suit.
She wanted to impress the Ken doll guy.
Before the Ken doll?
Yes, before him.
And then were you nervous that the Ken doll was going to notice they were fake? Do you try to pass them off as real?
No, well,
she could pass them off as Buicks. Who cares?
Right. I'm curious.
They actually look pretty. I know they don't right now, but they're not. Like real stiff
no,
or anything.
No, they don't look that fake. They're just like, big for your body.
They look great.
So,
fake.
Awesome. Actually, a lot of people don't think that they're fake.
I didn't think they were. They jiggled when she was walking by.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they put a jello in there.
I just wonder if there's a conversation the first time about it.
He thought they were real until I told him.
Uh-huh.
So
what now, my wife went in through the belly button. Did you go in through the belly button, or did you go under the areola?
No, yeah,
Here's the thing. It's weird because now, do you have to make that declaration? Is it like herpes?
No.
Yeah, I think at a certain point, you probably want to say something, right?
First of all, nobody cares, and we care about herpes. If a girl looks at you and goes, by the way, I have herpes. If you want to do it with me, there's a really good chance you're going to have
a really festering sore
like once or twice a month for the rest of your life. Compared to, hey, if you want to squeeze these beautiful works of art, you might feel a foreign object, maybe.
Teresa, I never thought about it, but Teresa was almost suggesting that.
Yeah.
Well, it would come up.
Yeah. When I first got that, I was like, you know, is people going to notice? Yeah. Am I going to look awkward? Like, are they going to be too big? I was definitely nervous, but then you just get used to them, and then you kind of forget that they're even fake.
Yeah, my wife's had them for 10 years or something.
Yeah, and then they become like a part of you.
Different set, by the way, just for clarity, not true.
No, she's not yours. She's been attached to this one forever.
Also...
But Carol, there's a nice trick that you should remember. If you ask a girl about her fake breasts and she doesn't mind telling you, watch their hands.
They'll always grab them.
They'll touch them.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watch it. I'll make it work. How old were you when you got those fake boobs?
I got them last May.
This is how it works. Watch this. It's like this, and you can describe if you wish. Well, I wasn't that big. I was a full B, and then I just went up a little higher to a C.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I could do
all
touch them.
All girls
that's
do
weird.
It.
That's
weird. And then the really cool girls go, and they feel really real. Feel this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the
and
ones.
And then the really cool girls go, feel this. Now do
like
me.
Like my friend I told you. Yeah, our mutual friend. She's like, let me.
I squeezed those 100 times. Exactly. I squeezed those more than her husband.
You're talking about Adrienne Curry?
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine. And his as well.
How do you know Adrienne Curry? Does hot girls know each other?
It's a club.
When I moved to California, she lives in Manhattan Beach, and so did I when I first moved here. And I actually just met her at dinner, like right when I moved here, and I didn't have any friends at all. So she just became really close.
How close? Because I know Adrienne enjoys the ladies.
Not anymore. She doesn't enjoy the ladies.
She does.
Perhaps one fateful night.
She is not allowed to enjoy the ladies anymore. But
who's going to listen to Peter Brady about who you can sleep
with?
She does.
She does. She does.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Lauren, you're not going to get the boobs, are you?
No, I don't think so. Well, not for now. I think maybe, you know, if I have
never
kids
say never.
And they're all crazy looking,
that's what my wife got them.
You know, I'll fix them. Right. But for now, I'm happy.
Well, she doesn't need them.
My wife breastfed on the left side the whole time. She never thought to switch, and it was like... I'm sorry if you're listening, sweetheart. I love you more than anything. It was like something. One looked like the boob, and one looked like a wallet with nipples.
Really?
It was just bizarre. So we had them fixed. Took them to Jiffy Lube, and they pop them up through the belly button, through over your sternum, and then inflate them, fill them inside you.
Does she have silicone or saline?
She has saline.
Okay, I have silicone.
Yeah.
Silicone's better. That
silicone
was junk science
real.
When everybody said, it's so bad because one lady got a droopy eye. Mm-hmm. She has had Bell's palsy or something. Shut up.
Right.
Yeah, silicone. If you've ever felt a silicone and a saline
like
implant
a
out of a woman, it feels very different. Howie Mandel, nice guy.
Howie's really cool.
Really,
but don't shake his hand.
Don't shake his hand.
It's not that big of a deal. Like he's so cool, you don't even notice.
Yeah, but a lot of guys, if they were going to make love to a new woman in their life, would use a condom. That guy'd wear a wetsuit.
It's not his whole body. It's just the hand.
No,
and
it's
if you
not.
Think about it,
then
the
why
hand
shave
touch
his head?
So many things. It's kind of smart.
He'd lay you down in a bed of Purell and make sweet, sweet love to you.
In a clean suit with a hole in it.
Yes, right. Through one of those gloves they used to handle radioactive isotopes. awesome. Lauren, God bless you. I'm in love. I don't know who I'm more in love with. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I need both of you like you need a sports car and an SUV.
What's that up to? Add up to.
Oh, their number? Yeah. We've got number 8, number 24, so that's...
32.
69. Give Howie a big wet kiss for me.
We will.
Thank you, gals. We'll take a break.
Coming up next, from the first season of American Idol, Justin Guarini will discuss American Idol and rip on Ryan Seacrest. Coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
KLSX, Free FM.
Hey, Leo Quinones here, host of the Film Freak Show, and all this summer, Universal City Walk is the place to be for their summer block party, where every Thursday night, you can see a free movie at the drive-in movie series, Under the Stars. This week, I'm hosting an incredible family film, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Gotta love the Tri-Wizard Tournament.
Expecto Patronum!
It's powered by Universal City Walk. Don't miss the City Walk Summer Block Party, featuring live musical entertainment and movies, all free, and us, 97.1. Free FM, Universal City's FM talk station.
If you love Italian food like I love Italian food, then you've got to know about Pomodoro. Italian is the default setting in my culinary world. When in doubt, it's the cuisine that makes me happy. And at Pomodoro, with branches throughout Southern California, they serve the authentic food found at the casual trattorias of Italy. Pomodoro is the creation of master chef Adriano Paganini. He spent years cooking at the best restaurants in Italy, and now he's created a down-home Italian restaurant with a menu that's elegant in its simplicity. He wants Pomodoro to be your second kitchen. Each location is warm and inviting with a sort of caring service that makes a great meal that much better. This is a restaurant to go to for salad caprese, cappellini pomodoro, grilled chicken with orzo and olives, and grilled ribeye with Tuscan beans. Wait till you taste the tortellini soup and the salmon with cannellini beans. There's a fine wine list, even wonderful coffee at Pomodoro, and the prices are just right. For the location nearest you, go to pastapomodoro.com.
Hey, streamers, it's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello, I'm Faith Hill. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, maybe nowhere is that more true than in music. Music study is one of the most valuable ways that a student can spend time. A young person who practices and studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All the qualities that kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons so your child can see his or her progress as time goes by. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful, their voices.
A PSA brought to you by NENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
From Baghdad, it's the Amal Bin Laika Show.
Oh, God, stop the bombing!
And now, here he is, Amal Bin Laika.
Thank you for not stoning me to death. This
This is not your regular jihad propaganda, no! This is where Iraqis get together to discuss which one of Saddam's daughters you want to see naked. It's a different kind of jihad. It's a jihad that is not hosted by a weapons inspector or an insane dictator. No! I am your host, Mustafa. You're on the Amal Bin Laika show. Hello.
Oh, greetings, Amal. I just got flashed on Dirt Path 27 by some tees riding a donkey from Tikrit. She showed me both ankles.
Oh, really? Were they clean?
Oh, I believe so. Hey, Amal, I would like to take myself out suicide bomber style.
Go right ahead, Mustafa.
Oh, goodbye.
Nice, Mustafa. Chicks dig that.
Tune in tomorrow for another wacky Iraqi edition of Amal Bin Laikis.
Come over here and let me sign that weapon of mass destruction.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The cook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
No, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about
them. That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
You know, I hear they're very fond of donuts.
Oh, that's just a myth.
Oh, well, I come to your doghouse for coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
Now you're talking. You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to weprevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. Flashing back to the first season of American Idol and an extremely lucid Paula Abdul.
Your quiet sincerity really, really made it masterful. You did a really wonderful job. Keep that sincerity going.
Thank you.
Who sobered her up?
It's Justin Guarini.
And he's on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Justin.
A yeoman's work.
Let's see where to begin. Well, first a observation. You came in second the first season they ever had of American Idol. Of course, people didn't know it would be a phenomenon back then, and it turned into one. Now, when they initially put the word out, hey, we need young singers, young hopefuls to try out for this show you've never heard of, I imagine there was 1/20th of the amount of people that show up today or the next time they do it, maybe 100th, but the quality seems to be the same or even may have been better in previous years, which is counterintuitive, which is if you have a million people audition, you think, well, you're going to get a better quality.
Right.
When it gets down to the final two, you're not going to get Blake in there.
Yeah. Oh, they're casting a wider net now.
Blake's fine as opposed to 100 people where you might end up with it.
But what happens is, have you ever tried doing stand-up comedy or anything to a group of five rather than a group of 500? Mm-hmm. How much harder it is?
Mm-hmm.
That means a guy that's going down to an interview where there's only going to be a handful of people, his friends and neighbors, that's a confident man that he can really sing. When the whole world's going to show up, 90% of them are just mistaken about themselves.
90 are just there for a joke anyway. But kudos to Justin.
Absolutely.
Which is the first season and the earlier seasons seem to put out bigger celebrities.
Well, you see what happened, I think, really, is people caught on. You know, after 2 and 3 seasons, people are like, okay, well, I'm just going to go show up and act like an idiot and get on TV.
Yeah, I'm going to put a barrel on and take my shirt
off. Exactly. So for every one of those people you see, and there are probably 100 of those people that you don't get to see on the air, that's one more person or 100 people that actually do have talent that don't actually get in front of the judges.
How did it work for you? Because this is when you hear of American Idol, you've never heard of American Idol, so it seems like another harebrained scheme out of Hollywood. You're living where, in Atlanta?
No, I was actually in Philadelphia. At the time. So I grew up in Doylestown, basically.
Oh, I never, okay.
Bucks County, right out there. So, I was there, and my mom ended up seeing it on TV, and now they didn't spend any money, because, I mean, CBS, all the major networks except for Fox had turned this thing down.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, whatever, yeah, sure, that's just another Star Search, right?
Right.
You know? And so Fox picked it up, and they spent about $2 in advertising, and there were these TV shows, these little 30-second, maybe even 15-second spots on TV, and my mom saw it. Long story short, I'm in line in New York City at the Millennium Hotel, mm-hmm. you know, just waiting in line for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. To go. And so, you know, then I go to Hollywood and it ends up being this huge thing.
Your mom gets you hip to it. Are you singing in Philadelphia at this point?
Oh,
are
definitely.
You working?
Yeah. I actually worked for probably one of the best gigs I've had besides the one I have now, for Cutting Edge, which was a bar and bat mitzvah company. It was one of the, you know, I got to be one of the party promoters and hang out.
Hey,
you know what? They're a fun job, but the toughest audience I've ever had in my life was a bunch of 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's a rough room.
I was this close to being a party pal where I would have to dress up as a Ninja Turtle and go to kids' parties.
Oh, man.
Wow. See, I didn't even have to do that, though.
No, dude. I didn't know about that.
Picture being desperate and not being able to sing.
Right.
You know what I mean? At least you were desperate and had pipes.
Yeah. Right.
If I may make an observation, because I am not sucked in by the American Idol wave like mm-hmm. most people are. Mm-hmm. I was sucked in the first year by the idea. So I you know, I know you. I know that movie you did. It's Something in Kelly or Justin and Kelly.
From Justin and Kelly.
You've gotten like way better looking.
Justin is very good looking.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
I guess I'll ask you, Teresa. Is it because he was a kid before and now he's a man? Or your skin looks better. You look like
he looks great.
Yeah, you look really.
I think honestly, I think sometimes they overstyle the guys on Idol.
They pretty them up a little bit too much, and they don't let their masculine features poke through.
We had to chisel off that makeup. I mean, it's tough because you're on TV and those lights are glaring, and now
you're a full on guy. You're like a guy's guy. You walk in. I didn't know it was you. At first, you got the wool hat on. You look,
right. It's early.
You know, you think you could be swinging a hammer or anything else for a living.
Feel free to not answer this question, but when you were shooting from Justin to Kelly, it was, and also it was down to the two of you for the finals, it was all the talk that you guys were having a relationship.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were always friends. You know, it just, it wouldn't have
that's
made any
yes.
sense for us to go there. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Wait, mm-hmm. She wasn't hot enough for you. That's what I read.
No, she's gorgeous. I think she's gorgeous.
Well, did you have sex with her?
No.
Gosh, I'm just going to get to it.
Hey, come on.
Justin Guarini is here from American Idol first season runner-up. Is that, what's it been? Has it been 4 years?
It's about 4 years,
we're
yeah. It's six seasons, but
yeah.
4 years.
Nice.
They
six
crammed
season
a whole
finale
bunch
is next year.
Yeah.
Are you still making real dough from performing
yeah,
live?
You know what?
Like real
and,
dough?
And you know, people laugh at from Justin to Kelly a lot. And you know what? Still see checks in the mail from that.
That's awesome.
You know,
I
can't complain.
No, you were a punchline for me. The movie was a punchline for me.
I
didn't even see it. It was just the concept of it was the punchline. But if you're making dough, you're making dough, man.
I'm not complaining at all.
Can I ask this? They do the Idol reunion tour at the end of Idol. Now, I mean, when you finish Idol,
the finalists, not the reunion.
The
like
top
that.
10, I shouldn't call the reunion,
right,
but people do get, well, in a way, they get back together and they go out on the road shortly after Idol. Now, it seems to me there's a bunch of those people now. Mm-hmm. Is there any talk of cherry picking this guy and that guy from season two and putting another Idol
All-Star
on the road?
That would make sense. I mean, I think that would make sense. They're making money hand over fist, though, when it comes to what they're doing now. So it's almost like they're like, they're not thinking about that.
Right.
You know, they're really focused on getting the most out of the crop that they have this season and each and every season and just moving on.
I think when they put the best and cherry pick, like you said, Adam, together, it's going to be like adding the cute neighbor kid. They're going to do it when they need it.
Right.
You know
right.
I mean?
Right.
Right now, they don't need anything. They don't want to adjust that at all.
Justin Guarini's in the studio.
Looking ponderous at us at this moment.
Well, 4 hours of talk every day. Certainly not on a teleprompter.
That's wacky.
You wish you could get some of those words back. Justin is obviously from the first season of American Idol. Some say
the best.
The best.
The best.
Mm-hmm. He is first runner-up in the first season of American Idol.
That's good.
Justin, we'll talk a little tea because Justin is the spokesperson for the Tea Council. I didn't even know there was a Tea Council.
I thought there was a Tea Council.
The guy started talking to me about that. I was like, you want to get high?
What?
I thought it was code for Teresa. I thought he was like talking about tea.
Oh, I have a council?
Yeah,
what do
true.
They do? No, sit around and cut themselves?
They approach
me.
Well, ow. So they approached me, and it makes sense because tea's a part of my, you know, vocal warm up and whatnot. And, makes sense. So they said, you know, we got this scholarship, and we want you to go out and, you know, talk a little bit about tea. And, you know, we're marketing tea to a younger audience. It's not the stuffy thing that it used to be with your pinky out, you know.
Could I? Yes, it's yes. good. It's good. Yeah. Yeah, there's 30 different
You're
varieties
to make
of
tea
it now.
Hip. Good luck.
Well, no, all that iced tea stuff that's going on, all the Snapple-y stuff and all the Lipton stuff and all the green teas and all that. But
what about the chai? The chai rocks. Right, chai like the deal.
Let me ask this. I would like to speak to the tea council. Because
I would like to speak to the tea council.
Something going on. There's a plague in the city of iced tea being replaced with passion fruit iced tea, which I don't like, and I don't know anyone who does like
this?
It.
You know, I can go to the tea council meeting. It's probably held in some shadowy dungeon where everyone's wearing those cloaks.
Secret
like, you know.
Knock. Yeah, it's Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones. That's exactly. What I'm saying.
The tea council. You're going to a windowless building that's built out of granite block by masons in the turn of the century.
There's a code word. This is Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the scholarship?
So, Lemon Singer, Earl Grey.
You may enter. So it's the scholarship basically is it's called the, and you're gonna love this. It's called the Kama Sutra of tea.
I do like that.
There you go. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'll be here all week. And so what it is basically is you go to TEAUSA.org, and you put a 1 to 2 minute internet video of yourself up there, and tell us why you like to drink tea. Like, for example, if you're a yogi and you put your head or your leg behind your head and you drink tea to get into more of a meditative state.
What do you win?
Yes, exactly. You win a $20,000.
What do you want?
Yeah.
I already have that.
You win somebody.
If I can put my legs behind my head, I win never having to leave my home.
So you can perform oral on yourself. There's no gift that'll ever surpass that.
$20,000 you win, and national, it's an academic scholarship. So the lure of not only working with tea and then benefiting education is what got me into it.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. It's great. Thoroughly exciting.
Well, tea is one of these things where I don't know anybody. You know, there's people that don't eat meat, and there's people that don't like dairy, and there's people that hate avocados and green beans. I don't know a human being that's got a beef with tea, except for me and this goddamn scourge known as passion fruit. Well, look, you can offer passion fruit as an option, but you cannot bump off iced tea for passion fruit iced tea and only offer that.
Justin, you've got to work on this.
You know what? I'm going to make a petition.
At my house, because my wife is a tea drinker, and it's almost one of those things, even when I was drinking alcohol, I wanted to learn to drink wine because it just seems sophisticated and cool.
Right.
It just, the amount of alcohol I needed to perform didn't come in a wine bottle. But the same kind of thing happens with her tea collection. I drink coffee to get it down and get my buzz on and get to work. She has shelves of tea in different colors and different spices, and it just looks sophisticated and cool. It seems like it could be very cool.
It's very cool. And you know, they have, like in New York, Moby, the DJ Moby.
Yeah,
he opened up his, like, his big tea thing. Yeah, and it's really cool. The teas that the Tea Council is focused on, and like the black teas, the oolong teas. And,
right.
You know, and besides, yes, thank you. Besides the obvious health benefits.
Antioxidants in the green tea?
And you know, go to TEAUSA.org and check all that out.
Now tell us about sleeping with Kelly Clarkson.
Well, you know, we had lots of tea. We used passion. Actually, that was passion fruit tea was good for that.
Yeah.
And Xanax.
Well, let's get to Dunkelman because we're trying to get to the bottom of that. Now, Teresa, you dated Dunkelman.
Yeah, before he made the big time on American Idol.
And then walked away from
for
big
a year.
Time.
Yeah, and it was weird because at the time, I was not working at all. I was just working as a freelance writer, and I lived in my $400 a month apartment, and buses would go by with Brian Dunkelman's picture on it, and I thought, he's made it, and I'm nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And
now look at you.
Still
no,
true.
He's nothing,
still
and you're
true.
Nothing. You're tied.
I've either got to ascend or I've got to wait for him to fall.
Smart to wait.
Yeah.
I waited.
All right. So
he quit that job.
You stopped dating him. How long before?
Just before
his ascent to the top.
Just before.
That was it. That was the shark jumping.
And what is the story? Did you ever get the story out of him? And Justin, what do you know?
I'd be interested to hear your feedback. I for the record, I think Brian Dunkelman is very talented, and mm-hmm. I wish he would come on this show. He's very good. I saw him do a million comedy sets. He's an incredible impressionist. He's talented. He was out of his element. Imagine if you've never hosted before, and now mm-hmm. you're doing a huge live primetime show.
Sure.
I think he didn't know what he was doing. He told me that he walked away because it wasn't what he wanted to do. He wanted to be funny, and they weren't allowing him to be funny.
Yeah, I would say I agree with that, definitely. The people who were writing his script mm-hmm. were, it was almost like intentionally poor.
Right.
Like, he's really, really funny and nice to boot. And, yeah, he kind of came off as being, I don't know, like almost like the whiny sidekick, but he's funny.
Like, I just think it's funny that funny. You said he's nice to boot because they did.
He's good booting.
They didn't. Put on YouTube would be nice to boot. I'm gonna go with Dunkelman.
Well, also, I don't think they had enough confidence in the first season in the format to not, you know, think about sort of goosing it up with some comedy. Now it almost comedy would feel out of place in this competition. Yeah. It becomes a very serious competition.
I think he also hinted that the other co-host was edging him out.
That guy? What's his name?
His name
again?
Somebody. He's done okay for himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you sense that?
You know what? I will say that Ryan definitely, it was no secret that really Ryan wanted to host that alone. He wanted to have that show. And you know, he's very good at what
he
does.
He's phenomenal at
it. Very good at what he does.
You know what? I'll tell you right now, if there's two guys and they've got the same gig and one of them wants it real bad and gets it, he deserved it. You know, right. I didn't. That's all
if what he does is sucking, by the way, then he's excellent. That is a weird, that's another one of those backhanded compliments. He's very good at what he does. Very good is a great compliment, and what he does somehow now becomes demeaning.
It's true.
Seacrest, look, it to disappear into a show is a difficult thing to do, and Seacrest does a nice job of not getting in the way, and people don't get enough credit for that. Yeah. You don't realize.
He's a traffic cop. Like, he literally has someone in his ear, and, you know, he's got to keep it going. It's live around the world.
Yes, and nobody wants to have the final song that the person is singing with tears welling up in their eyes cut off because Seacrest didn't move things along fast enough.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
All right, Justin Guarini, we need to take ourselves a break.
Coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, the dichotomy of moral dilemmas, Angel Adam, Devil Danny. Is it okay to get a hooker right before you get married? What do you do about a bad boss or bad neighbors? That's all coming up on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
My name's Rachel, and I'm 10 years old. I like riding my bike, playing soccer, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. My friends will drink, so I will too.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
My parents won't really know what's going on yet. I mean, I'll do okay in school, but when I drink, I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
Alcohol affects their judgment and their future. So start talking before they start drinking.
My parents won't believe it could happen to me.
For more information on teens and alcohol, and to learn what you can do, visit the web at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Do you suffer from sinus headache pain?
The pounding, the throbbing, oh!
Want fast relief? Get new Naso Sinusol Mist, formerly by prescription only, now available over-the-counter. Naso Sinusol Mist.
Naso Sinusol is not for children under the age of 12 or persons suffering from chronic fatigue, dry mouth, psoriasis, forgetfulness, or hair lip. Studies have shown that in some cases, Naso Sinusol may cause violent diarrhea, excruciating intestinal cramping, and strong desire to die. Certain test subjects also experience severe memory loss, hair loss, prickly heat, sexual dysfunction, hallucinations, and kidney failure. The makers of Naso Sinusol are not responsible for anyone gullible enough to put untested crap like this into their respiratory system.
Say goodbye to sinus headache pain.
Headache's gone, but my stomach feels kind of weird.
Ask your pharmacist about Naso Sinusol Mist.
We've been in business 10 years and have really built something.
And we want to keep it.
Tornado, cyber attack, anything can happen.
So we went to ready.gov and found free templates and checklists to help put an emergency preparedness plan together. So now we worry less about the unforeseen.
And worry about the foreseen.
Payroll, our customers.
Remember when your hair wasn't gray?
Remember when you had hair?
Hey.
Go to ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
My heart beats like crazy. My palms sweat. Vibrations become intense.
Katie Jensen is under the influence of Tom, her volunteer drum teacher.
That sounds great, Katie.
Spending one afternoon a month with kids like Katie, Tom helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Art Bernstein with a message for all kids under the age of 18. Hey, kids under the age of 18, you want beer and cigarettes? Of course you do. Then come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. It's the only place in town ballsy enough to admit that kids actually love beer and cigarettes, especially under the age of 18. At Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, that's all we carry, beer and cigarettes. And that's all we serve, kids under the age of 18, preferably double-digit ages, since young kids have a nasty habit of setting themselves on fire every time they try to light up a freaking smoke. Come on, kids under the age of 18. Don't waste time and valuable kid energy hiding in an alley waiting for some drunk to wander by so you can ask him to buy you brews or smokes. You're never going to see that money again. Then what are you going to do? Call the cops on the drunk? Right. Instead, come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, you dummy, where we give kids like you under the age of 18 the respect and the beer and cigarettes that you actually deserve.
Bring your mother's stolen pocketbook to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. Just look for the giant neon smoking baby.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1, home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by LA Cycle Sports in Englewood.
Adam, man, your old GLI 2004 you traded in, I bought it in October last year.
Right.
Dude, it's such a great car.
Wait a minute. That red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Is this weird that I'm calling you?
No, I'm working right now.
It's just when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected.
Okay.
You love the Jetta, now I love the Jetta. It's just like we're a family, we should hang out. You and me and the Jetta? How about I give you my number, you ring me when it's good? Do you have an email?
Volkswagen owners really love their cars, but sometimes they have to let them go. Then we pass them on to you. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
See your Southern California Chevy dealer or visit SoCalChevy.com and see Transformers in theaters July 3rd.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Do you got a tough decision to make? Let Adam Carolla and Danny Bonaducci help. It's Angel Adam and Devil Danny on the Adam Carolla Show.
Alrighty then. It's a good time. Alright, well, let's get started. 866-901-ADAM. You have a dilemma. We will shed some light on it. It's called Angel Adam, Devil Danny.
I feel good about this because both
got a
Angel.
Moral dilemma.
Oh,
ask Angel Adam. Sorry.
Do not cheat in wedlock. It will haunt you.
Or Devil Danny.
Climbing over their corpses to the top of the food chain. Nice. All I was going to say is, I was very happy that both Adam and I were walking around the kitchen and came in together and didn't have time to study. So this is going to be pretty much angel and devil off the cuff, ladies. Our true hearts and souls and minds.
Here we go. Mike?
Yo.
What's the dilemma, my friend?
Well, here's the thing. Just got engaged. I've been dating my girl for over 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was my first. Lately, the sex life's gone downhill a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered myself, if I go out to the bunny ranch just to get my, knock my socks off, will I regret it?
Mm-hmm. So you're getting one last fling before you actually make it official with marriage.
Exactly. Love the girl to death, sex life just, what if I got just one in, like one fantasy lived out before I...
Mm-hmm. Well, let me explain something about hookers and dominoes. They're not much different. Actually, dominoes are smarter than most hookers. That's the only difference. It's their intellectual capacity. Right. It's a little bit greater in a domino. When is the last time you said, I'll just do this one thing and then that'll be it? I'll just do a rail of blow. Check that box and move right on to the next thing. That's not how it works. That's how you started out. Oh, I'll just do a little heroin. I'll do a little blow. I'll sodomize one Cub Scout. I'll nail one hooker. I'll gamble on one roll of the dice, one football, one whatever. You fill in the blank. What would you have? Just one Pringles chip and then you throw the can away? Slippery slope, my friend. Sure, you could go have sex with this nameless, faceless hooker, but that wouldn't get it off her chest. It'd just get it on your chest. Wait a minute.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying. It's not the kind of thing that you just check a box on and move on. It's not. You don't get an inoculation for hookers. It's not like you get a shot like it's smallpox or measles or mumps or something. You don't just do it once. It'd be awesome. It'd be great. Hey, I'm going for my annual hooker bang. How's that work? Every 7 to 10 years, I have sex with one hooker. I play one hand of blackjack. I have one jigger of Jack Daniels, and then I do a couple of rails, and then I never do it again for another 10 years. Doesn't work that way. You'll be in, my friend, and it will ruin your marriage. Yes, Devil Danny.
May I first take this opportunity to agree wholeheartedly with my cohort, if you will, mm-hmm. Angel Adam. No, sir, you don't do one line of coke. You don't do one whore. You don't get it off your chest one time. You don't go to jail just once. You don't go to the hospital in the ER just once. You do it all. They do it till your heart stops and they tag you. Boom, they defib you and you're back to life. Because all the blow you did that stopped your heart, boom, they start it again. All the stuff you got from the hooker, it clears right up. You can have sex with anybody you want as often as you want. It will improve your relationship. Now, let us find an example, shall we? How about who do we know that's done mountains and mountains and mountains of drugs? Who do we know that's been unfaithful to his wife publicly on national television? Who do we know that's been to the dregs of society? And who do we know that can invite you to his mansion to sit on his piles of money after doing everything that ever occurred to me, even once? There's a chicken that will never feel the same about it. Itself. Come visit me at my castle.
Wow. I was going to say Brian. He said,
I was thinking Brian, too.
He said mansion with money.
Yeah, that confused
me. That didn't sound like a single apartment.
Well, both Angel...
Pulling up a roll of nickels.
Both Angel and Devil agree that once you get a taste for hookers, you need more and more.
Yeah, and I say eat at the buffet as often as possible.
Well, Mike, can I ask you, why were you engaged for 9 years?
Oh, no. Be honest, we just dated for 9 years, and then... got engaged recently.
All right.
And to be honest with you, we just did different things with career stuff. We were following different things, wanted to make sure it was going to work out.
Mike, so. How old are you?
Just turned 26.
Okay. Here's the deal. You can get married, but only if you promise not to walk around haunted about what could have been with other women.
Right. Walk around with other women.
Yeah, that whole thing, let's just pull out for a second and dispel something. There's this thing that a lot of guys suffer from, and I feel bad for them because it's inside of their head. They get married young. They think, I met my sweetheart in high school, and then we got married, and then they walk around plagued, like, I wonder what it's like to be with another woman.
Yeah.
It's the same. You could be with a few hundred women, by the way. You still wouldn't mind being with a new woman when you're married. You think... I want to be with another woman because I was only with one other woman before, or I was with no women, or I was only with a handful. You could be married, or you could have had sex with 2,000 women. You'll want to be with other women when you're married. As a matter of fact, you'll want it more if you're with 2,000 women because you know you can get other women. Think about all those celebrities that get caught cheating. You think they were virgins when they married their celebrity partner? You know the guys we're talking about.
Jude Law.
Yeah, whoever. No, they nailed hot chicks by the bushel before they got married, and when they were married, they wanted to continue nailing hot chicks. So you guys that are walking around that were never with somebody else who think I'm plagued, stop it. Just knock it off. Be happy with the person you're with.
Okay. Or I just misunderstood how this worked because I say do whatever you want when you right. stand by my decision. So all I right. didn't know there were a lot of questions
Good
involved.
Information. You're always going to feel like there's something else out there, even if you had, if you were with your high school sweetheart or if you had thousands of women.
Right. John?
Yes.
What do you got? What's the dilemma?
Well, I have a pretty good paying job right now. Worked there for about a year. My boss has been screwing with me time and time again, finding anything he could find wrong with what I do.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, just the other day, he sits me down. He says, you know, best time to look for a job is when you have a job. What should I do?
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like he's running you out of there. But why is he running you out of there? I mean, what does he have to gain by that? And look, everyone who calls up and says, I do the work of five employees, I'm never late, and I never miss a day, and my boss hates me and he's trying to get rid of me. Well, you're lying. Because the guy wants to make money. He's your boss. He loves the fact that you're doing the work of five people. And I don't know if anyone has noticed in the workplace, you rarely see the hardest working, best employees being run out of the joint. They're usually the ones you beg to stay. So what is it that you're doing, or what's his problem? And don't tell me he just doesn't like you.
And I don't know what I've done wrong with this guy, but I could tell you this. He told me that my girlfriend was hot, and when can he take a turn with her? I told him he's an idiot.
All right. Well, maybe the guy's just a jackass, but meanwhile, what business is it?
You want me to say the name over there?
No, it's the general.
The type of business.
It's a retail organization.
All right.
Sells electronics.
All right, well, the deal is, so you go with one of those, like, Best Buys or Circuit Cities or something like that. Here's the thing, John. You don't sound like the world's your oyster. I've just sized you up. I do a little, they have breathalyzers. You blow into something, people can tell if you've been drinking. You blow into the telephone, I can tell what you've been thinking. Forget about drinking.
His prospects are at a .02.
Yes. You're over the legal limit in California, or under, or well under, however it works. Either way, you have a job. A lot of folks don't have a job. I would hang on to that job. I would do the best I could with that job. It's not a popularity contest. You don't have to love everyone you work with, Brian. You just show up and do your job. You make your paycheck, and then you go back and you hump the bejesus out of that beautiful girlfriend of yours. Yes. That's right.
Good
it's
advice.
Not a social club. Now, if something better comes along, fine. But until then, you hang on to this and do the best you can. Danny, what do you think, brother?
John, there's an old musical. It's called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. It's also an old book. I'd like you to go and get a copy. You don't quit your job. You take this little rat bastard punk bitch and you take his job. You can really do the work of five men, then you can certainly do the work of this man. This man has a higher up. All men have a higher up except me. You go in, you bust your hump, but don't get me wrong about busting your hump. You also bust your hump by thinking of ways it looks like you are twice as productive as you were. For example, in the old days, you'd bring a full paper bag of cigarette butts with you to work. When you got to work, 5 minutes before everybody else, you dump them all into an ashtray, crumple your hair, and sleep at your desk like you've been working all night long.
I like
that. And what you do, and you don't shower that day for sure, so you got a little stink on you. Cigarette piles over. 4 cups of empty coffee stained at the bottom so they know they've been sitting there all night long. And you take this puke, and you take his job, and you kick him in his ass on his way out the door. And you pray he has 6 children to feed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that was inspired stuff.
I don't know if John has it in him to take the man's job.
Who cares? I'm going to the next call. By the way, if Bonaducci's old boss walked in, saw an ashtray with 500 cigarettes, it'd be like, he's been here for 15 minutes.
Been here all morning.
All right, let's do one more. Let's see. Kevin over here. Kevin, yes, your problem is one I've considered many times. Go ahead and give it to us.
First of all, like I said, I love you guys' show. Love you guys to death.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Yep. I have jackasses for neighbors, apparently. They've done a number of things, the most important of which, most recognizable in the last 2 days, they severed the cords to my satellite dish without any kind of warning whatsoever. So, they, you know, man can live with many things, but TV is not one of them, I feel.
Agree. Right.
I'm wondering how I can repay the favor.
Well, you know, it is hard for me to put on my angel wings when you mess with a man's TV set. Because I've said it many times, mess with my kids, mess with my wife, mess with my house. But do not touch my TV set. That is my life's blood. But I've had a problem with every neighbor I've had. And I've lived in four different places. And when people say, what's the common denominator? I mean, they have a problem with you everywhere you go. I say, they're effing nuts. That's the common denominator. I've never done anything to provoke anything with any of my neighbors, yet they've come over and found problems with me each and every time. And I realize once you start the Hatfield and McCoy thing, then it's just game on. And then they don't care who started it, you or them. It's just on. And now you have that relationship with the person that lives closer to you than any loved one, except for the people living inside the house, and it can make your life miserable. Now, these people don't deserve it for a second, and I'll probably never take my own advice, but you are one nice note in a bottle of champagne, and I'm not even talking about Cristal or Dom, just $22 over at the Trader Joe's champagne away from having this thing go away forever. It is just a bottle of champagne and a note that says, you know, we got off on the wrong foot. I don't know whose fault it is anymore, but please, we're neighbors. Let's put this behind us. We may need each other some point, and let's move forward like adults. You do that, I guarantee this person goes away. I guarantee they'll send you a note apologizing, and you could move forward with your life. But that's just me. Devil Danny, how say you, my friend?
Very nice.
Thank you.
If it were my job to ever do anything kind, I would say that that were sound advice.
But
it was not. My friend, did you hear our last caller? Kevin, did you hear our last caller who says he could do the work of five men? Can you do the work of five men?
Ten.
Can you hate your neighbor 10 times as much as he hates you?
Definitely.
Can you put the effort into what it takes to really hate him?
Hell yeah.
Then you take a $4 bottle of champagne, you shake it up real good, and you ram it into his dog's keister. Because cruelty to animals is a misdemeanor payable by a $50 fine, even if that friggin' dog's eyes blow out his friggin' head. And he'll know to look at you. It always starts with animals, and it works its way uphill to people. And you stay in front of his house, and you don't move. You stand on the corner right in front of his house, and you don't move, and you stay up day and night for 2 days just staring in his window, smoking cigarettes, looking at his family, and every time the little corner of the little drapery comes up, that's his family looking outside to see if you're still there. And goddammit, you're still there! And they're terrified, and they're scared, and they want out of that house, and they want out of that neighborhood, and they want away from you. All you have to do is persevere and hate just enough!
Wow.
Kevin,
solid stuff.
Kevin, is it going to be the champagne or the champagne?
I think
everyone's a champagne.
All right.
Good man.
Smart
man.
Let me say
look
quickly.
That. Look at that. If that's not an omen.
Before we go out.
Cross ring that I just smashed.
Wow.
Devil Danny was smashing his fist against the console.
My crucifix.
And his crucifix broke.
I don't want to out Danny on the air. But I was driving in this morning, and I was listening to a little Ryan Seacrest, and he suggested putting some Champagne up the butt of a neighbor's dog and blowing
across. So Danny stole that.
I'm not saying he ripped him off. I'm just saying he probably would have been listening to Seacrest say he should ram the bottle of Champagne up the neighbor's dog about the same time. And, Danny, I know how it works. Maybe you weren't paying attention. Yeah. I'm not saying Carlos Mencia. I'm just saying... Okay, buddy. I feel like other people may have heard that too, and I needed to say something.
I feel bad.
Otherwise, other than ripping off Seacrest with the champagne thing.
By the way, that's what happened to Tori Spelling's eyes.
Solid work. That's what happened to her eyes and her belly. All right. There you go. Outro.
I'm glad we can be in this.
Give the devil his due.
Devil Danny.
First of all, I think God hates you.
Hold on.
I am not done giving advice yet.
We need to take a little break.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, actor Dax Shepard. He'll talk about his days with Punk'd and the good times Adam and Dax had over at Jimmy Kimmel's house on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station, 97.1 Free FM. Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
You want to know what kind of loser he is?
I already know what kind of loser he is.
I'm going to tell you what kind of loser he is. He's a loser like you. That's why you're attracted to it. Because that's how you see yourself.
Yeah.
That's why you need to get into therapy. That's why you need to take the advice of your friends and the support of your parents. And people love to say, I love to destroy the family. I'm saying, trust your parents.
The Tom Likas Show. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
How many times has this happened to you?
You return to your car in a crowded mall lot, only to discover a nasty scratch or dink left by another car door.
Criminy, I got a nasty scratch or dink left by another car door.
Frustrating, isn't it? You bump them, simonize them, but there's never really been a way to prevent these minor auto headaches.
For crying out loud, isn't there any way to stop these minor auto headaches?
Now there is. Craftco USA presents Carluminum Siding, the natural-looking exterior automotive finish that won't crack, scratch, dent, or ding.
Ha-cha-cha! How do I get some of that?
Simple. Just dial 1-800-555-CRAP, and in 37 easy payments, your car will be dink-free forever. Call now, and Craftco will custom match the exterior of your car with the siding on your home.
Holy smoke! Since I got siding put on my car, people stop me and say, hey, is that siding on your car?
Carluminum Siding, another 21st century innovation from Craftco.
From the planet Testicula.
Oh, God.
It's Tom Likas in space.
Thank you for not giving me an anal probe. This is where the universe gets together to discuss what kind of space chicks you find below Orion's belt. It's a different kind of space program. We're the space program that is not hosted by a super intelligent spider. No! I am your host, Zygote from Uranus. You're on the Tom Likas in Space Show. Hello.
I've been nebulizing this hot female flagellant from Ganymede.
Really?
She has been engaging in multiplicative proclivities with my communications droid. What should I do?
Dematerialize that bitch. There's nothing like a little molecular reorganization to show a woman you mean business.
Thanks, Tom. Take me out with a hole in my spacesuit.
Here you go, Zygote.
Tune in tomorrow to Tom Likas in Space.
Klingo from the Crab Nebula. Hello. I love that.
Conway and Whitman. They're on at night.
You get laid a lot.
I have game.
What is your first move, Tommy? What's a big move?
My first move is a handshake.
Uh-oh.
Which is rather limp. That's so they feel that I'm sensitive.
And the second one is?
Then we talk about wine.
Oh, boy.
Merlot. There. But I invite them to the Palm.
Ah.
And we have some dinner.
What do you have at the Palm?
I have a porterhouse.
Right.
And everything there, as you know, Tim, is on a cart. We get some cream spinach there.
Looks good. Sounds
and,
good.
And then we just talk. We talk. Well,
and then you take her to a Shotgun Tom event with the firemen?
Yes. Then we hook up with all of my radio friends at Genghis Cohen.
Hmm.
And I allow my friends Shotgun Tom, Jack Silver, and Don Burns to irritate her.
The Conway and Whitman Show, right after Lycus on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Tired of being buried alive just because you're a sound sleeper?
Oh my God, help me! I'm buried alive!
Well, worry no more, thanks to Cough and Call, the pocket-sized pager that lets your loved ones know you're not dead.
Oh my God, help me! I'm buried alive!
The Cough and Call transponder glows in the dark and is body heat activated, so anytime you wake up in a coffin, you're only seconds away from being exhumed.
Don't worry, Mr. Rosenblum, we're almost there.
Big mask off! There are bugs!
Just listen to this satisfied Cough and Call client.
My husband's been buried alive and retrieved three times. Thanks, Cough and Call.
Cough and Call, the pocket-sized pal that lets sound sleepers finally rest in peace. Buy Cough and Call today.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. From films like Idiocracy, Employee of the Month, and Let's Go to Prison.
What are we supposed to do?
We're doing it, man. We're right in the thick of the action. We hang out here, go to lunch, come back, hang out some more, go to dinner. You know how someone might describe a situation that's unpleasant or confining as being like a prison? This is what they're referring to.
Dax Shepard on the Adam Carolla Show.
Dax, good to see you. I think the last time I saw you was over at Dick Kimmel's.
And I immediately remembered you from having done Loveline, but I think it took you about 26 minutes to jog your memory. Would you say that's accurate?
Well, he's a little cold and distant from most people.
Did he not make eye contact?
I think I almost got as angry as old Eric Roberts did, actually.
Well, I'd had a couple of Miller Lights by the time you hit the party.
In fact, I flew to Chicago to go on the Man Show and rip you a new one. I don't know if there's audio of that somewhere.
Here's what I need to do. When I'm over at Kimmel's, I'm not expecting to see Dax Shepard walk in through the front door.
Yes, he's out of context.
I have to readjust.
That's weird.
Yes.
When I'm at JCPenney's, I expect to see Dax walk through the door. It's a constant.
As you should. They still carry jockey brand t-shirts there, which are hard to find.
No matter where I go.
I don't know why. They're a superior t-shirt.
Yes,
you poor kids don't know how lucky you are these days, because stop me if I'm wrong, but when we were all growing up, when you went to Sears and JCPenney, you got their crappy knockoff
Raggedy
brand.
Dragon.
Yeah.
You got the Dragon shirt, not the Lacoste shirt.
But as a kid, going to Sears was like going to Barney's for me in Michigan. It was like Kmart was the standard, and then when you went to Sears, it was like,
Sears,
look at Mr. Shepard. Would you like me to park your Datsun?
We have a restroom here. Would you like to use it?
What?
A restroom with running water and toilet paper?
Yeah, I know. So
but
sad.
How quickly you get delusion, though, because, you know, just like when I have to promote a movie, I don't have time to go out shopping, so I'll go to a Barney's. I'll do that because I know they're going to have something I like, and then I think, what? I'll be on my way home and going, what happened to me?
I got a gift certificate for Barney's of New York, which is out here in Beverly Hills, for $1,500. And I thought, well, it's a gift certificate. I'm going to go sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the nicest bomber jacket they have.
Sure.
And I went over there. Normally, I'd pay $100 for a bomber's jacket and buy 1,000 pairs of shoes and underwear. But I said, give me the night, and the guy came
out.
You
had rented a U-Haul before going, right?
That's how much you
thought you were going to get.
It was a steak bed and a couple of Mexicans. I picked them up over at Home Depot, and I said, I have $1,500 to spend on clothing. That's more than I've spent over my entire lifetime
on
clothing.
And you said they could get some Barakas out of the deal, or Barachas.
Get in the back of the steak bed, boys. We're heading to Barney's, and we're going to load up and get your wives some scarves. And
Your back brace.
I walked in, it's going to be heavy.
A lot of heavy lifting.
As a matter of fact, bring the pallet jack. We're going to put this right on the pallet, and then we're going to use the Tommy lift to get it up to the back of the steak bed. And I walked in, and I saw a guy in a leather jacket, and I said, that is a wonderful bomber jacket, and I got $1,500. So how much? And
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
$2,250.
$3,400. $3,400.
And this is a while ago, yes? A few years back?
Similarly, I'd like to just point out that I've never even seen the inside of a barn.
Oh, you should go pamper yourself over there. I went over there.
Are the clothes better, or do they just say Barney's on them?
They're a lot better.
I went there, and
how gay did you just go?
They had a hoodie there with real fur on the inside of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, that was a $1,300. I didn't get it, but I wanted it.
Yeah. Well,
because it kind of mixes my fashion, which is like hillbilly chic. Plus, I love fur.
Yeah,
you know,
one of the celebrities who bold enough to admit he loves fur.
Yeah, I never owned fur, but I like the idea.
I was falling in love with you, Dax, and now it's over.
Well, I just like the idea of killing stuff to wear it just for fun.
Well, is there a difference between wearing leather? You're wearing leather boots. If an animal has nice soft fur, that means it's sacred.
I don't know how this stuff works.
Let's not start.
All I know is we're all ugly Americans, and there's a certain portion of us that are dying to feel better about ourselves, so we drive a Prius and we don't wear fur, and thus we can sleep at night.
Yeah, and it's like throwing a rock into the ocean.
Right.
Like, I get it. If you're vegan, go ahead and yell at me about fur.
I am.
If you're not vegan,
I am.
You're wearing leather boots.
Well,
have you forgotten my eyes work?
These shoes
I can
were already
see
dead.
You.
These shoes are already dead.
You cannot be a hypocrite when I can see your
I
shoes.
I happen to know that cow died of a heart attack.
It did.
Yeah,
it died of natural cause. Can we talk about
did
Let's
you
Go
get
to
the
Prison?
Toxicology
your
report?
Movie?
Yes.
Right. Oh, you're somebody.
I considered getting an apartment in New York, and then I thought, I'd rather have six other homes scattered throughout the U.S.
Right. Because
you can either get one apartment in New York, or you can be in Tennessee, down in Florida, over in Texas.
Yeah,
you can have a mountain retreat in Colorado.
You can have acreage in Utah versus 1,100 square feet in the city for the exact
same
price.
Actually, I've told you this, that I'm on all the websites for land and homes in Costa Rica and the Midwest. I do it all the time because I'm constantly planning. Not my retirement. It's just being washed up again.
Right, sure.
It comes around about every 7 years for me. I'm washed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when this one comes, I've decided to be done being washed up, and I'm going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in Taos, New Mexico, you can get a 5,000-square-foot gorgeous home on 10 acres of land with a barn and stalls.
11,000.
600,000.
Oh, I guess that's
less than
low.
A bomber jacket at Barney's.
Yeah.
Well, Dax, can I ask you about working on Punk'd?
Sure.
I'm interested.
Let's get into it.
Are there ever celebrities that didn't sign the release that got angry?
Not really. Harlan Williams.
Harlan Williams.
But again, my knowledge of Punk'd only spans the first season, so something could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
That was Harlan, yeah.
Oh, that's hey, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sign this form for you, pal.
He said no?
He said no. What had happened is we were going to Punk'd David Spade, and then he pulled a no-show somehow, and then Harlan happened to be at this bar. We were filming at the Mondrian, the Sky Bar, and then Harlan was there, so then we pulled the thing on him, and then he wasn't having it. And we then did Employee of the Month again. together, and he said, well, that wasn't going to look like a fool for Ashton Kutcher. And
what?
I was like, all right.
What was the scam on him? Do you remember?
They ended up doing it on someone else, but they he thought someone was buying him a bunch of drinks and sending over bottles of champagne and whatnot, and then I presented him with the bill, and I acted as the manager, and then he thought it was a scam, and he wanted to call the police, and it got heated because he's from Canada, and we both like fighting, and he's a hockey player, and then it got really out of hand in a hurry, and there was almost, you know, some fisticuffs, so he didn't want to sign off.
See, that's what I'm curious about. Right. I have seen some episodes of Punk'd where I would have swung 30 seconds into it. That we were just so hard, so fast.
But listen to me, this seems to be people's favorite thing to say to me. Like, look, man, if you would have punked me, I would have dropped bombs on you. I've had that said to me. Mark Wahlberg, I met him like 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and his first thing he said was like, he's like, you're really funny on that show, man, but if you ever tried to punk me, I'd knock you out. And I go, really? That's your opening line to me? You'd knock me out? You know, I think everyone has this vision.
I didn't care for it.
But he would knock you out.
Well,
but I think that's everyone's own vision of themselves, is that they swing immediately on everyone, and that's just not reality. Like,
no,
Timberlake.
You know,
Timberlake.
I've been to jail for assault three times.
I gotta hear
some
of
us do.
I gotta hear your Timberlake story.
We've all got dirty in a parking lot in the back of a bar. I'm not calling you a pussy. I kinda am, but not a lot. I'm just saying that when you think a tax enforcement agency is seizing your home, you're not throwing punches. That's not how life works.
Well, I've learned this from watching To Catch a Predator.
Look, no one's punched anyone, so by that fact alone, I'm sure there's tons of
guys. No one's ever punched anybody to punch.
No. And there's tons of dudes that have been on the show that have punched lots of people.
When I've seen To Catch a Predator, I would assume when Chris Hansen comes walking out into the kitchen and sits down with the pedophile.
Yeah.
I would think the guy would fight or flight. I would think the guy would shove him and run or try to tackle him or jump. And what they do every time is they very calmly sit down. There's a weird thing. And this is a present company excluded, Bonaducci. But for 99% of the population, when they get into those situations that you think, well, this is going to be explosive, a weird calmness comes over them and a weird subdued feeling that comes over them.
Yeah, because generally speaking, I've been in a few fights, as we discussed, in the back of bars. They've not solved any of my problems.
Right.
And you're smart enough to know when you're in these situations, like, all right, maybe your first instinct is I'm going to sucker punch this guy. But then you go, wait, I want out of this situation. That's not going to get me out of it.
Right, it's counterproductive in almost every case.
Now, when you're fighting a dude at a bar, like, that's all you want out of the deal. You just want to hit the guy.
Well,
it's
maybe
not like
it's the particular episodes that I saw, and unlike Wahlberg, I didn't say I would knock you out. I said I would swing. I didn't imply that I would win.
Okay.
But I would love to get back to the part where you're not calling me a pussy. Well, you kind of are.
Which is it?
You should really make a decision on that.
There's a general undertone that I'm always...
Uh-oh, new dump guy doesn't like that word, the Richard word.
But I really like your work.
No, I like you. I was teasing. I think you're very tough. I was not.
There's been a lot of healing.
Damn.
I feel better about ourselves now. I feel close to you.
I'd like to make an amends for my previous statement that you are.
We're going to go fourth stepping each other now.
I think I'm going to ninth you. Yeah.
I just got this in, by the way. Anna Nicole has been dead for 19 days. And since Anna Nicole has died, let's see, average daily death toll is 150,000 worldwide. So almost 3 million people have died since Anna Nicole has died, and I guess been buried. And
but they're not as pretty.
And just you know, Dex, I killed three of them.
9 million. Over 9 million people have died since James Brown hasn't been buried.
I want to sign up for whatever deal she's got, because after I die, I'd like someone to take my body to, say, India. I want to go to places I was afraid to go while living. Because I still want to see those places, but I'm a little bit germ-phobic, so I don't really want to go to New Delhi.
Like when you're in front of St. Peter, you want to say you've been to Africa, been to India, you've been to...
I'd like to have a globe-trotting corpse, if possible.
I would like to play for the
Washington Generals.
Yeah, and then have some photos taken and make a nice coffee table book out of it.
Who'd they do that with? What old-time movie star, one of us has to know this, died and they took him out drinking?
That
what?
I'm going to go with Fatty Arbuckle.
No.
That's a really good guess.
A leading man movie star passed away and his friends
took him out to bar. You saying a guy named Fatty was not leading man material?
By the time Arbuckle died, he was kind of over after the champagne bottle incident.
How dare you, Bonaducci, talk that way about Fatty Arbuckle?
I can't help it. I'm just a big pussy.
Well,
how dare you?
He said you're kind of a pussy.
Nice.
I was going to say that. Why stop at globetrotting? Why not, like, if you pass, I'll see you at the next Kimmel Super Bowl party.
Okay.
Hey, get Dax.
I'd also like...
Adam, don't put your feet on him.
Weekend at Dax's.
Yeah. And I wouldn't mind being launched in outer space, because who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
And perhaps... At some point, wouldn't this be a proud legacy? Dax gets launched into outer space. It's 50 years from now. It's 100 years from now. He's just orbiting the planet.
Sure.
But
interfering with
China has a satellite with a laser on it, and Dax's corpse bangs into it and knocks it off, and it hits Al Qaeda headquarters instead. You know what I mean? Just a scenario.
Well, I think if we launch my dead body into space, I'll take back that giant leap for mankind. I'd like to level that out. Yes. I don't think that paid off.
You can neutralize it.
I'm feeling the second they launch you, you're going to run into whatever runs my GPS and wreck it.
Right. Dax Shepard.
Corpse interference.
Yeah.
Generally, when I do radio shows, they like to make fun of me by going on my IMDb page and they find this movie I did called Hair Shirt, or then got switched to Too Smooth, where I played a vomiteer. Mm-hmm. You're the only person that can't make fun of me because of that movie, because you're in it with me.
I was in that movie too.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's like the only
hair
safe
shirt.
Radio station for me. It got switched to Too Smooth.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Do you go from Hair Shirt, which is a thing you would do to kind of punish yourself in a religious sense?
Really? Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, if you're a Mormon.
Few people know that.
Too Smooth.
See, now I think you're brilliant. Wouldn't you rather? I think you're very.
I'm going to say.
No, see, I want to be both. Talk to you. Totally frank with you. I really wish to be both.
I'm going to answer your question, Danny, and say can of Nair is how you go from Hair Shirt to Too Smooth. Thank you very much. I've not seen the movie. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I own it on
thanks
DVD.
Thanks for calling me brilliant.
Oh, no
I appreciated
problem.
That.
But you and I were actually, the day I vomited in the movie, you were there. I remember
we did
you,
a scene
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I was at the door, and you were coming down a flight of steps.
Wow, I wonder where you can get this.
At my house. You want to come bro out and wash it?
Bro out.
Dax, what do you vomit up in a movie?
I can't remember what I had loaded the cannon with that day.
Did you really do it?
I would have. That was the first thing I was ever in. I would have thrown up and then made love to it if I thought
right.
it would.
I'm so, I believe you completely.
Yeah.
But I would always go with the chunky soup.
Chunky soup.
Seems to be what it would look like to me.
Dax, we need to take a break, but we are going to bro out. Unlike me and Eric Roberts,
right?
I'm coming to your bro home,
and
I'm going to watch Hair Shirt.
And we have a car date too. This is is loading up to be a real.
All right, we got to take a merch commercial.
About you.
Oh, good.
Well, you guys really turn the corner.
This is totally my kind of guy.
There can be a lot of healing.
My kind of guy.
I know, that's why we got to have a little alpha male off real quick. Get that out of the way and then move forward.
We'll take a quick break.
Coming up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, comedian Jamie Kennedy. Among other things, he'll talk about how he deals with hecklers. That's coming up on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, it's Teresa Strasser from The Adam Carolla Show. This Saturday, I will be at the Osh of West L.A. They're celebrating their grand remodeling. How are they celebrating? By paying your sales tax on everything throughout the store all weekend. When you stop by, you can also enter to win a gas grill. That's fun for summer. A patio set, free Coke for a year, not that kind, and much more. By the way, not only can you come see me, but even better, the Laker girls will be there from 11 to 3. Osh West LA is located on Bundy Drive, just north of Olympic, powered by the friendly folks at Osh and 97.1, the FM talk station.
Better Beer Bureau, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just noticed a mistake on the Miller Lite label. It says it contains only 3.2 grams of carbs. Obviously a typo.
Let me check the Better Beer Bureau Carb Index. 3.2 grams of carbs in a Miller Lite? That's correct, actually.
But that's like half the carbs of Bud Light.
Yeah, that's about right, sir. Pretty incredible.
3.2 grams, huh? Now, you're sure those aren't metric grams?
Pretty sure all grams are metric, sir.
Oh, Yeah.
And I'm cross-referencing the Better Beer Bureau Beer Taste Index. It looks like Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light, too.
Miller Lite has half the carbs of Bud Light and more taste.
The Better Beer Bureau beer indices don't lie, sir.
So I can totally have my cake and eat it, too. Except it's a cake that's got half the carbs of Bud Light. And instead of a cake, it's Miller Lite. And instead of eating it, I'm drinking it.
It's exactly like that, sir. Thanks for calling the Better Beer Bureau.
More taste, half the carbs. Miller Lite. Good call. Per 12-ounce, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Hey folks, it's Eric for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles, and I have exciting news for people who like to play Vegas video poker, but also like the competition of playing face-to-face. Hustler Casino now has Fast Deal Poker. Fast Deal Poker is video poker and live poker combined. It's a great game where you sit at a poker table, but instead of having real chips and cards, you have your own screen with virtual cards that only you can see. And in the center of the table is a common screen that everyone sees. New players love it because they can't make mistakes. The game prompts players on how to play. Seasoned players love it because the pace of the game is brisk and more hands can be played. Stop by anytime and check out this fast and exciting addition to Hustler Casino. Fast Deal Poker, video poker, and live poker combined. Open 24/7 every day at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on a 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Like a nice skim, no whip latte?
Hey, you're the Red Defender, right?
Yes.
I saw you in the paper. You saved a runaway train.
That's right.
So shouldn't you be out saving something?
I already stopped a bank heist this morning.
Evil doesn't take a break.
Can I sit down for a second?
Hey, dial back the caffeine, man.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
You know, there's nothing worse than watching a loved one grow old, deteriorate, and die. Sure, it's part of the great circle of life, but it's also an expensive, diaper-changing, drool-wiping, unwelcome reminder that we too will soon be sitting for hours in our own BM. But now, Mercy Industries has an amazing new way to avoid inevitable body function failure. Stuffed with love. Human taxidermy, designed to save money and preserve your loved one's dignity. Stuffed with love, euthanize your citizens before they start pooping in their slacks and demanding Band-Aid sandwiches. Imagine, you can just take Granny out of the woodshed and place her right in the middle of that new family photo. She'll always look great. Stuffed with love.
Order today and Stuffed with Love will send you a free full-body travel case that folds to fit safely overhead in most commercial airliners.
So don't waste time and tears watching loved ones die. Instead, smile and get them stuffed with love.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call 866-901-ADAM.
You have really interesting waitress service here. That woman took my order at this diner, and then when she was done...
The health server.
Wow, a woman is proud to be a waitress. That's, is that what they call them at TGI Fridays? Come on! Bet your chicken fingers off the hook.
Jamie Kennedy with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that try to correct people through nomenclature. It's like, we're not waitresses, we're servers. First off, server sounds more degrading. You're my servant, my server, than waitress. And I've had that. No, I was not a, I'm not a rape victim. I'm a rape survivor.
How dare you?
I always feel bad arguing with these poor people. It's like, shut up.
A waitress brings you your food. A server peels your grapes and then feeds them to
That's
you.
That's right. And by the way, Brian, you're way behind on the last bunch I dropped off. Jamie Kennedy in studio. Now.
In the hizzy. You know, yo, Jamie, man, why'd you get killed in Scream 2? And it's like, that was 12 years ago.
But yeah. Now,
don't complain to me, man.
Ah! Well, okay.
Yeah. I like that song, I Think I Love You, 40 years ago, bitch!
Lip sync to it 40 years ago. Also, this movie co-stars one of my favorites, Maria Menounos.
Bobby!
Oh, yes.
She is hot.
The Greek goddess.
Yeah, she's the one who's on... Is she on Entertainment Tonight?
Access Hollywood.
Or Access Hollywood.
And the Today Show.
Did you guys have a showmance?
I love that term, but no, we did not.
She's single?
She keeps her private life private.
Did she speak of me?
She brought you up twice. And it was when she was in her bra.
Oh.
And it was just weird. She was changing the wardrobe. She's like, Corolla, Corolla. And then, like, she was trying on other clothes, and she's like, Adam Carolla. And then, I don't know, I left because I got kicked out.
Uh-huh. So you were intimidated.
What do you think is worth? Share my two only Hollywood kisses. One was in a movie called Hots that almost no one saw, and I make out with an
I got
actual...
a DVD, brother.
I know you do. Of course you were.
By the way, Hots, acronym for Hold On To Sex.
Yeah.
Who did you kiss?
We all thought it meant help out the SEALs. And so I go in to get into bed with this hot chick and start making out with her.
It was a
and,
SEAL.
And more than making out with her, I actually start going, oh, yeah, baby, that feels great. And they pulled on the blankets and it's a SEAL. Oh.
Bonaducci, no. Hold on. That was your best work, Hots,
no way.
By the way.
Thank you. My other screen kiss is with Jodie Foster.
Who was the first one? The SEAL?
It was a SEAL.
No. Jodie was the first one, and the SEAL was the second. Now, Jodie's a brilliant actress, but allegedly I might have turned her.
Freaky Friday or post-Freaky Friday?
Pre, that she was 7.
Wow.
So it's like...
I was 40.
So as far as a lesbian goes, you can be born a lesbian... Or your stepdad could make you into one in the basement, or you could make out with Bonaducci on the set. Wait, either way, you're going lesbian.
You mean the SEAL's a lesbian?
Well, you weren't listening.
What do you think they eat?
I was listening. I'm not doing what you...
If any of you want to see a nice slice of the early 80s, you go get hot.
Well, we talked about Kicking It Old School, which is your feature that's opening, but you've got a documentary about being heckled.
Yes.
Do you get heckled a lot?
I was going out and I was doing the road for a few months to get ready for a special I did for Comedy Central. And during the process, I got heckled. Every comedian gets heckled. And then the guy who was with me was filming it and said, they're just getting some good heckles. And I said, this is interesting. So then I would, you know, mix it up with the crowd more and get more heckled. Then I started talking to other comedians and they got heckled. Then I'd get their stories. Then I talked to sports stars. Then I talked to politicians.
Interesting, yeah.
And so it became a thing. And so, like, the world is a heckling bonanza now.
It is even in, like, the House of Commons when you go to see the British, like, Parliament and stuff. And guys get up there and they start making a speech. And everyone's like, oh, bully, bully.
Good day, sir.
Everyone starts yelling at guys who are wearing three-piece suits and powdered wigs and stuff. So it goes on. Everywhere, and I couldn't imagine. Yeah, it would suck being on stage. It would blow standing out in right field.
Yes.
With a long fly ball coming your way and people screaming. I played, actually, in some all-star celebrity whatever for All-Star Weekend a couple of years ago in Chicago, and there were 40,000 people in this stadium, and I was playing left field, and Jim McMahon... A local Chicago legend, obviously, hit a long, towering fly ball that was starting to drift into foul territory, and it was at night, and I was standing in left field, and as soon as the ball came off the bat, I started drifting toward it, except for I had 8,000 people sitting in this one section going, don't drop it, Carolla! Don't drop it, Carolla! And I thought, if this ball hits me in the head and then lands on the ground, these people are going to be laughing their asses off. I could hear every single one of them as I was slowly drifting. wafting over into the night air for this towering fly ball. I caught it, thankfully, but
wow.
I couldn't imagine playing every day with that. You know, you're Daryl Strawberry, and you're just standing out in right field. It's Daryl.
I threw out the first pinch at the Rockies game. Is that the Denver Daryl? The
yes.
And I bounced it in. I said you can throw it over his head. You can do whatever you want, but whatever you don't do, don't let that ball hit the ground before it hits the pitcher.
So you realize,
and it made like 20 feet.
You realize you're going to take this these lemons known as heckling and turn them into lemonade.
Yes.
via documentary on
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. And then it goes into a much deeper thing, or not deeper, but it goes into another thing where it starts going into criticism and starts going into blogging. And really, the world is the most critical it's ever been. I don't know if it's the most critical it's ever been, but it's just the most, you can see all the criticism now.
Yeah, it's, ask Alec Baldwin how that one works.
Yeah, I'm,
yeah. Or Michael Richards, who he had a heckler, and then it was on YouTube, and then it was everywhere.
Yeah,
and
right.
He didn't know how to deal with the heckler.
Well, it's just, heckling's been going on since the dawn of time.
It's
but now it's just like,
profession.
Yeah, it's.
Looking and then saying that wasn't that good.
But then, But now with the phone
right.
And the YouTube, you catch somebody in a mad moment, you're done. Look, Alec Baldwin, I mean, I listened to that message. Was that bad?
No.
And they're just making it so bad.
No, and I know we all have to pretend like we're not capable of it or it's never happened before because people think we're bad parents mm-hmm. if we listen to it and go, hey, catch me on the right time of the day with just enough of the right elements going on in life, mm-hmm. a bad argument with the wife or ex, you know, bad day on the set or at the job.
Absolutely.
Mixed with this is the fifth time this has happened in 5 days.
And that's when I started putting cigarettes out on my kid. And people think, you know,
she was
no
being a rude little pig.
The little pig that she is. You know,
so
little pig.
I'm going to get loud.
Well, great to see you again, Jamie. We'll take a quick break.
This is the best of the Adam Carolla Show. Coming up next, we're going to get into a little Mr. Brightside. The Ace Man finds a silver lining on your black cloud. Coming up next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their home.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years, folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of 3 children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Summer means traveling, and the best traveling partner you could possibly have, TravelWorm.com. Offering the best rates and the most attractive destinations guaranteed. As one of the leading online travel agencies for over 10 years, TravelWorm.com has built direct relationships with hotels in the hottest destinations, passing along the best deals to you. With the best rooms and the hottest spots, TravelWorm.com offers last-minute hotel availability. And what's more, let TravelWorm.com book your flight, rental car, or package getaway for destinations around the country. Some of the hot deals going down right now at TravelWorm.com in Las Vegas, Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino from $99 per night, and the Golden Nugget 25% off nightly. Miyako Hotel San Francisco, 10% off nightly. The Sheraton Vistana Resort in Orlando, 25% off nightly. And Hawaii, free nights and free luaus at various resorts. Hook yourself up with TravelWorm.com right now or call toll-free 888-321-WORM. That's TravelWorm.com or 888-321-WORM.
Are you tired of living with back pain? Have you tried everything from a chiropractor to surgery to your grandma's home remedies and nothing gave you lasting relief? Well, last weekend on Free FM, Dr. Jennifer Jara told you about an amazing new procedure called non-surgical spinal decompression. It's a new procedure with FDA clearance that can heal chronic pain without drugs or surgery. Dr. Jara's new treatment stretches your spine, releasing pressure, and puts your spinal discs back in place without cutting you open, and even better, without manual chiropractic adjustments. If you'd like to be pain-free without surgery or medication, call 800-749-7705. The next 37 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation, free examination, and one free treatment. Call 800-749-7705. That's 800-749-7705. And tune in to Cracking Down on Pain, hosted by Dr. Jara, every Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
You know when summer really begins? I know you probably thought it was Memorial Day, but it's not. It's when the sparkling soda hits Tasty Freeze Soft Serve and creates one of the most refreshing, frothy treats on the planet, the Wiener Schnitzel Tasty Float. Well, consider it officially summer, because the new Tasty Floats are here, and the frothy goodness is here in three big ways. The Mountain Dew Float, the Strawberry Lemonade Float, and everyone's favorite, the Classic Root Beer Float, made with old-fashioned mug root beer. The new Tasty Floats from Wiener Schnitzel, a joyful fusion of effervescence that signifies the onset of summer. Come in and try one today. If you can't get to a Wiener Schnitzel right now, click open your browser and hit the Wiener Schnitzel logo for a free chili dog when you buy another at regular price. And if you're in the mood to sneak a snack after 9 p.m., stop in for a 79-cent original mustard dog or a 99-cent kids cone. And they're all only at Wiener Schnitzel, where they're definitely pushing the boundaries of taste. Offer good for a limited time, only at participating locations.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman.
Experience, take one.
How many experiences of a lifetime do you really get? There's your first kiss, your honeymoon, and oh. Owning your own Mercedes-Benz. It starts the moment you enter your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealership. You'll experience the quiet, relaxed atmosphere of confident, informed individuals there to help you. Once you find the Mercedes-Benz of your choice, you'll experience the thrill of getting behind the wheel. Experience the attention to detail and craftsmanship as you sit inside the interior, each one like a showroom within a showroom. Then, go for a test drive and experience over 100 years of racing heritage running up and down your spine. Lastly, as you drive your new Mercedes away, you'll experience something only another Mercedes-Benz owner can relate to, something called pride. So see your Southern California dealer for special leasing terms from Mercedes-Benz Financial on that select Mercedes-Benz vehicle you've always wanted. It truly is an experience of a lifetime. Well, certainly up there with kissing Mary Sue Ellen.
Nice. That was Southern California Mercedes-Benz. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Rethink confidence. Rethink American. Saturn.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show, where Adam is Mr. Brightside. You call in with a problem at 866-901-ADAM, and the Ace Man will put a happy spin on it.
You have a son in jail?
He met this little girl on MySpace. She lied about her age, and now he's got 18 counts of statutory sexual stuff.
18 counts, right.
She was 15, but she looked like she was 19, like she said. Doesn't that make her a predator, too?
Let yourself in! I have some Paul's cookies and sweet tea!
There you go.
show.
I'm putting you in the hopper for Mom of the Year, bragging to your friends. He dotted every I and crossed every T when he was registering as a sex offender. He is a model son.
866-901-ADAM. Here's Mr. Brightside on the Adam Carolla Show.
You know, everyone thinks about the horrors of having their kid being victimized by a sex offender, but how about the ongoing stink of having a registered sex offender for a child?
Yeah.
Now, most of the parents who have the registered sex offenders for kids did a little sex offending on them at an early age, so they probably don't care. But if my kid ever made that list,
not
the dean's list.
Right.
But, well, there's a guy named Dean, and he has a list of
sex offenders.
I sex offenders.
Very close, because of the transvestite.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I came very close to being a sex offender.
Ah.
And then they realized the judge, the only really truly fair thing Judge Hamilton, I believe his name was, did, was realize that this was not a sex crime at all. Had I gone out and gotten what I wanted, it would have been a sex crime that nobody cared about.
Mm-hmm.
But because I got out and the guy had a wiener way bigger than mine and was wearing a miniskirt, that kind of pissed me off. And then he wanted money, and I thought that was robbery, so I tagged him. He turned it into a fist fight, and I just got a class B assault. So no sex crime.
Wonder if there can be a hate crime involved with that.
There could have been all sorts of things. This guy got it right. Mm-hmm. This guy, when I went out trolling for chicks, got fooled at a point where I thought, and then he demanded money. He actually also wanted to prosecute the guy for extortion.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, he thought he was going to, like, tell people. And I was going to say, I don't care.
I went out trolling for trannies once, found out it was just a hot chick posing as a tranny.
That would piss me off.
Oh, I went off.
You thought, this is the best tranny I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God. Those breasts feel real.
Can't lips are soft.
Yeah, and then I found out there was no penis. Don't make me freak is basically what I said to the guy, and it was too late. I was the Tasmanian devil inside of that minivan.
I just described myself like that yesterday. The Tasmanian devil we got.
It's apt. All right, Mr. Brightside.
Got problems? Need cheering up? Talk to Mr. Brightside, Adam Carolla.
Just put on a happy face.
Well, here's the deal. 866-901-ADAM, you have a problem. I'll put it into perspective. Roxanne? As soon as Roxanne opens her pie hole.
She was the opening act for Shields and Urino.
She just dropped off the phone as soon
famous
as I punched her up. Sarah?
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Well.
Good. I love listening to you guys. You crack me up.
Thank you.
Okay, so my problem is my 30th birthday is coming up, and my fiancé and I have 2 weeks off for vacation, and I've been planning, and I've never been to Mexico, so I've always wanted to kind of just do the tropical thing, and she's been everywhere. So it's my 30th birthday, and my whole, teenage life, I figured that would be my biggest birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And she just doesn't care. He's not into it. I mean, he's like, pick wherever you want to go, and we'll go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just spending all this time on trying to find a really nice hotel and,
You're planning your own birthday party and that never feels right.
Pretty much.
Yeah. First off, again, in terms of putting things in perspective, you're PO'd because you got to talk to the folks at Travel Worm about taking you to Mexico when your fiance should have picked up the phone and made that call. Think about the people who live in Mexico. Just the place you're going. Every single one of those guys right now is swimming a river, climbing a fence, or digging a hole to get where you just left from. So the entire populace of the place you're going to is attempting to get to the place you're leaving because you need a vacation, and I have to put things into perspective for you, Sarah. Now, look, I'm sure your man is a good man. Guys have their shortcomings. This is one of them. Some of them don't. Bonaducci doesn't. Cyrano de Bergerac over there. Bonaducerac over there doesn't have a problem with it, but the rest of us do. And you're never going to be able to change us, unfortunately. But the good news is I'm sure this man has many other good qualities that you should embrace. So you're going to a place that is trying to escape that place and come here. That alone should be enough to put things into perspective. Sarah?
Yeah.
Do you feel any better, baby?
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And who knows what surprise your man has in store for you.
That's true. That, and if I may add, I don't usually add to Mr. Brightside, but just for fun, I've been in a lot of places, and there's a place on either Fiji, I've been there, but I was really drunk, on either Fiji or Tahiti, where the cabin's out on stilts over the little bay. I am telling you right now, you can go on there with every woman you've ever been with. You could have been there 50 times. It's a shock when you see that beauty every time.
Right.
It's just in like Mexico, the first time. Though. No. This is, they're really flying now. You're going to the other side of the world. But if you're trying to take him somewhere he's never been or that will shock him by its beauty, those little houses on stilts are amazing.
Yeah,
but it's her birthday, and she wants him to take her somewhere.
Right. The point is, as I see it, though, she also wants to not go somewhere he's been.
Plus, you're calling from Palm Springs, right?
Yeah.
All right, do me a favor. Head outside of town to the desert, take an old sofa and light it on fire and stare at it. That's like going to Mexico.
Burning Man, yeah.
There you go. All you gotta do is take something upholstered, drag it out to the desert, and stare at it for a while. You've been to Mexico.
Yeah, I can really relate to Sarah because I'm also 29.
That's right.
Looking down the barrel of that big 3-0.
Big 3-0's been around the corner for just 4 years.
Couple years.
Jacob?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. It's so nice to talk to you guys.
Well, good gravy. It's good to speak to you as well.
That's wonderful. You know what? I'm so excited to see Danny fight. That's what I'm excited about.
A real novelty.
The first one is coming up the day after the bachelor party, which means I'm going to stay all night and hang. There's a movie of my life coming out, or at least if the option's today at the meeting, called The Last Man Standing. That's what they chose to call it. I didn't call it that. I make a reference to it in my act that I'm always the last man standing, no matter what happens to me. So they picked that as the name. I am going to party all night long at the Key Club May 31st, and June 1st, I'm going to knock a guy out in a second.
Where's the June 1st fight?
Well, I'm glad you're sober, so you're not hungover to knock this guy out.
No, but you know what? He wants passes, and I'm thinking about turning the girls on him.
Mm-hmm.
Not letting people know he's there, because I don't want to steal from my thunder, but turn some chicks on him and say, come on, let me buy you a shot. I'm going to kill him anyway. He doesn't stand a chance in the world. He hired a Pilates instructor. Swear to God, to get ready for the fight, he hired a Pilates instructor.
Good core strength.
Wow, this is amazing.
So, if you come on out, I will hang with you all night long. Then I'll go down, beat this guy's ass, and we'll come home.
Oh, you know what? That would make my day.
Right on, dude. I love
Jacob, you sound like such a chipper person. I can't imagine what could be wrong.
Borders
on
sarcasm, but yes.
I am a chipper person. You know what? People have even said that's
a wood
fault
chipper.
Of mine.
What's that?
People have even said that's a fault of mine, how happy I tend to be.
This is damn exciting.
What could possibly be wrong?
I like it.
And my wife left after Christmas.
Yeah, if I was married to her, I'd kill myself. Yes, but I like it for 5 minutes at a time. Your wife left?
Yes.
How could she leave Mr. Chipper? Who's she with? Mr. Dower?
You know what? We were a wonderful young married couple. One of these young good kids that we were the only ones we'd ever been with and all that. And you've been an unhappy camper.
Jacob, I can't believe you didn't mow down the ladies in the college years.
You know what? What can I say?
Hold on. Are you still in the one club, as they say? That's your only partner?
Yep. That's the only one.
How old a man are you?
I am 26 now.
26? You're 26?
Yep.
Huh.
You know, not only did I have you in your, like, mid-40s, but I had you in your mid-40s sort of 50s style. You know how
retarded.
You know how dads were just dads?
Yeah.
Like, now dads don't look like dads because you see guys walking around in cargo shorts and their hair's long and they're driving a Prius. And you're like, your dad? Where's the Grecian formula and the pomade and the pipe?
The Wonder Years guy.
Like, there used to be a time when you knew some dude's dad was the dad, not his older brother, because he was wearing a cardigan with a tie and he was smoking a pipe.
Right.
And he was saying things like, fiddle faddle, son.
I've heard you use the word fellas.
I'm only 26, and I'm a babe, and I'm a part-time rock star.
And he's only been with one woman ever.
Oh, boy. Here's the problem with being with one woman ever. It makes it so much harder to be with the second woman. I don't know what it is.
Not if you do it in the same night.
Women can smell that greenness on you. Green weenie, they call it.
Yeah.
And when they smell that green weenie, they know that's a banana that ain't going to be ready to be peeled for some time.
That's not ripe.
Hey, Jacob.
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a technician for do fancy entertainment systems. We're on a branch of a company.
Mm-hmm.
And
and really, really cool fancy entertainment stuff. We could deck out your house.
You go ahead and put the surround sound system in that. I can't work with the 19 remotes. Although,
you know what? We would simplify it to one remote.
Right. I know what you do. You say, hey, instead of using those 18 remotes that you can't figure out, we've solved this problem. We have one remote the size of an ottoman that you won't be able to figure out. And then I trip over that thing because it costs $3,000 for the next 5 years and eventually start screaming at my wife that she should learn how to do it because I paid for it. Sure. This isn't becoming cathartic.
Seems to me that Jacob has the world at his feet. He's young. He's got a nice job.
Jacob?
Yes.
Yeah. And your problem is you may just be too nice a guy. Now, as far as putting things into perspective with a little bright side for you.
I need it.
You got divorced at 26.
Yeah.
You got divorced. You've only been with one woman. You don't want to go to your grave only being with one woman sexually.
No, of course not. No.
Well, if you were married and you never got divorced, then you would have to have an adulterous affair in order to be with another woman. Otherwise, you would go to your grave just being with one woman. Well, now, legally and morally, you can be with as many women as you want while you're single. So first, a piece of advice. Have your fun before you tie the knot. Don't marry the second woman you're with, and it's going to be an impulse because that's the way you're wired. Be with a few women, then go ahead and marry the fifth one you're with.
Second, I'm thinking, should I just ask Teresa out?
No, Jacob.
Hold on, I need your new coaxial cable or anything?
Does she like the younger men? Like I said, I'm a part-time rock star.
Well, you do sound very sweet.
And a nice guy.
I was just thinking that the first guy I slept with, he was the only guy I'd been with for 4 years, and I was dying of curiosity to see what somebody else would be like. Mm-hmm. So you have that to look forward to, Jacob. Even if it's not me, you have that to look forward to.
Dude, if you're going to be this nice, it could be me. That's cool.
Hey, Jacob?
Yes?
What's the name of your band, just because it'll be funny?
Oh, good for you.
The name of the, you're going to laugh. Oh. The name of the band, Reggae Rock, it is El Jerko.
El Jerko.
El Jerko. Wow. Band's name in high school. I should have seen El Jerko.
Describe Jacob's Friday nights.
It has absolutely no reference to masturbation.
We'll decide.
Well, I just lost all interest for me, man.
All right, Jacob. She dumped you, right?
Yes.
As I've said before, I've been dumped and I've dumped other people. Dumping other people comes with more baggage than being dumped. You have to perpetually walk around knowing that you've wounded somebody, perhaps forever. You'll bounce back. You're a happy guy.
Yeah,
you're
sweet.
Young. You're going to be with other women. This El Jerko band's going to be at the top of the charts in a few short weeks, and there'll be international tours and private jets and groupies throwing themselves at you. Please.
Feel better? We knew you would.
Put on a happy face.
We'll take a quick break.
It's the best of the Adam Carolla Show. Coming up next, Colin Quinn. He'll talk about his days with Saturday Night Live, MTV, and how comedy roasts really work on the best of the Adam Carolla Show.
KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
Hey, streamers! It's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride-what-they-sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week, Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
Hi.
Hi, I'm your new neighbor.
Nice to meet you.
I just want to let you know, you're making my mouth water. What is that delicious smell?
Oh, I just got done grilling a couple of steaks. Do you want to join me?
Sorry, that whole red meat thing. I don't think so.
Oh, these steaks are good for you. They're from U.S. Wellness Meats.
Really? What's so healthy about U.S. Wellness Meats?
Well, U.S. Wellness Meats cattle are totally free-range grass-fed, like in nature. No grain, no hormones, antibiotics, irradiation, or any of that junk. Their meat even has omega-3 ratios comparable to fish, and has 30% fewer calories than grain-fed beef.
So you're telling me I can eat a hamburger, and it's good for me?
That's right.
But how is it?
It's delicious. Here, open your mouth.
That's the best steak I've ever tasted.
Yeah, and at uswellnessmeats.com, you can get all kinds of healthy meat delivered to you in a day.
I'm hungry.
Impress your guests this 4th of July by throwing healthy and delicious U.S. Wellness Meats on the grill. Log on to uswellnessmeats.com now, type in code radio, and get a 20% one-time holiday discount on select meats.
Now here's Mark Crisco with the Channel 6 weather.
How's my hair? We got some early morning low clouds turning to hazy sunshine this afternoon, followed by a high pressure system. Speaking of high pressure, if your job's getting you down, try blowing off a little steam at Silver Rain Gentlemen's Club for the businessman's lunch, if you know what I mean.
Thanks, Mark. Now let's go to traffic.
There's a Silver Rain in North Hollywood and West LA.
Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Ted with traffic.
Things are stop and go out on the 405. Hey, Mark, is that near the Silver Rain Gentlemen's Club?
Yeah, right there at Olympic and Bundy on Mississippi.
Chicks hot?
Hotter than Death Valley in July, my brother.
Yeah.
That's it. I quit.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm dancing at the Silver Rain in North Hollywood in an hour. You coming?
Hell yeah!
Oh, here's Hank.
The Silver Rain Gentlemen's Club, the hottest exotic showgirls in Southern California and North Hollywood and West L.A. They give the businessman's lunch a whole new meaning. Call 310-479-1500 for more information. Hey, fellas, wait for me.
Hey guys, come down and see me and my girlfriends at the Spearmint Rhino's new Torrance location, just 2 miles south of the 405 freeway on Normandy Avenue. The new Spearmint Rhino in Torrance is a topless club offering a full bar. That's right guys, topless with liquor. There's also a free happy hour buffet and 30 to 50 dancers are featured nightly. Open daily from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. 7 days a week. The Torrance Spearmint Rhino has the hottest adult stars performing every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And if those aren't enough reasons to come over, the Torrance Rhino now airs all UFC fights. And here's one more reason to come to the Spearmint Rhino, the baddest backside contest every Thursday night. The Spearmint Rhino, just 2 miles south of the 405 freeway on Normandy in Torrance. Visit myspace.com/Spearmint Rhino Torrance for directions and showtimes. See you at the Rhino in Torrance.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Let you know about the great folks at GEICO. Their motorcycle insurance covers most kinds of bikes, and they have money-saving discounts. I also wanted to let you know that my voice is this deep because of all the bugs I've swallowed out on the open road. And finally, I want to let you know that I've decided to start dating again. Well, see you later.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
to the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
I'm the fourth biggest star here. Does that bother you? It should. Now look. Oh, this is pathetic. Adam's one of those guys that does his bits while he talks to you. It's like Robin Williams, only you don't have to be polite because he can't hurt you in the business, you know?
Colin Quinn is on the Adam Carolla Show.
See, that's the thing about those roasts.
Yep.
There's a lot of collateral damage. I mean, I've done three or four of those roasts. Colin Quinn, our guest here, has done probably a baker's dozen at least. And sure, you start off roasting Pam Anderson, but 650 gay Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Carolla jokes later, you get to Pam. That's how these things work.
If it's you, Vince.
Yes, you don't want to be. It is really. It's like. The roast, and Colin, you tell me if you disagree with this, it's like an alcoholic dad screaming at one kid, but you're standing next to him, and eventually he looks at you and he goes, what are you smiling at? And then he whacks you, too.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of it. It's like, you can't just make jokes about, like, that, you know, one person. It's going to get repetitive. It gets repetitive anyway, so you got to attack everybody else that's there, sure.
Right. Poor Andy Dick shows up at those roasts like he's going to, like he's not going to get roasted. Like his sexuality is not going to get roasted every time.
But even there, they were really hammering it very heavily. Like everything was just too, you know.
Right.
I feel like some people get greedy if you really want to deconstruct a roast.
Yeah.
People get greedy, and then it's like everybody's supposed to do a certain amount of time, and then people hit like 8 Andy Dick's gay jokes, and then the next guy has to hit 6, and by the time somebody else gets on, you know.
Yeah, they'll use the, well, what the roast, the way the roast work is 3 minutes show up on TV, but everyone does 25 minutes, and somewhere in that 25 minutes, they use up every possible Pam Anderson Hep C joke there is on the planet, and then when you go up after that person, you're S out of luck.
That's right.
Colin, you've done a lot of things. I mean, you've done a lot of TV. You've done a lot of writing. Remote Control, I forgot that you co-hosted Remote Control way back in the day on MTV. What has been your favorite thus far, or least favorite, or
both? An episode of Remote Control where I flew in with Mr. Danny Bonaducci. Me and
That's
him.
True.
He was on Remote Control.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I won Remote
Remember,
Control.
We flew in together. We flew in together.
I didn't see that episode.
I beat Eddie Munster and the guy from the Court of Eddie's father.
And the guy from...
Brandon Cruz
living down in Florida. Yeah. He didn't come out of his. He met some girl. He lived in a trailer with her. I don't think he's still there, but he was there for a while.
That was funny when the chairs flipped back and dumped you. Apparently, on that one, they dumped you out of any chance of a comeback, and that's why I won. My chair stayed there, and I'm on the Adam Carolla Show now.
That was what mid early '90s,
'89.
Yeah.
Was that your first TV job?
Sure.
How did that work? How did you get on to that?
Oh, I was doing comedy. And, you know, then they just hired me for my voice. I mean, it was just literally for my voice. It wasn't for my stand-up. It was just because they liked that. I was very gravelly, you know.
A Brooklyn accent and
yeah,
such.
They just thought it would be funny. And, you know, so I thought it was because I was such a brilliant comic, but they could have cared less. It was just all vocal stuff.
Did it's a weird show, a weird sort of rite of passage show. Everyone I know remembers the show. Everyone saw it. I don't know if that could happen today. Maybe there's too many channels.
Yeah.
Maybe there's too much programming.
Plus, MTV was big at that time. It was like one of those things, right?
Yeah. I mean, MTV's always done pretty well for itself, but everyone I know remembers Remote Control. And then Kari Wuori,
yeah.
Who was the hot chick on that show. Turns out, lived down the street from me, and Henry Rollins dated her, speaking of...
Kari. We let him get out of there with that one.
Have you had sex with any celebrities?
Carmen Electra.
Yeah, did them all. Huh?
Answer Adam's question.
Have I had sex with celebrities? No.
No? How about anyone all those years you were on Saturday Night Live?
No.
What do you mean? At least the Playboy Mansion?
Who did you hate over there?
I never even went to the Playboy Mansion. I'm afraid to go there because I was invited. It looks like Weekend at Bernie's.
Hefner's alive.
Oh, yes.
I think.
Somebody should tell him.
They're just scared to kill him. They told him he was alive. Hey, Colin, Saturday Night Live.
Bill Maher.
Any troublemakers over there? Anyone you didn't like?
Remember something? I was there. First of all, would I really be stupid enough to say that? I don't care what kind of open book it is.
Yeah, right.
But second of all, now we were there during the most boringest time. You should have seen our crew. There was no wild drugs. There was no wild. I was there with like a really we were in there like the new people, and it was just a different, it was a whole different vibe.
And the show has reached a new low.
Who did you come up with? Who was your class when you entered
Will
Saturday
Farrell.
Night Live?
Will Farrell. I was a writer when I got there. Will Farrell and Sherry O'Terry and Molly and Anna and Chris Kattan and
Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer, right.
Jim Brewer.
So and no one was wild?
No. Very little wildness.
Yeah, there was an era, I think, in the very beginning where the whole point was which cast member is going to drop dead, who's going to come on too high. It was, you know, back in the old days, I always say that I liked it, that there was a good chance the rock star that you loved the most would die choking on their own vomit.
Yeah.
Janis Joplin happening to be my favorite. Wasn't a huge Hendrix fan, but that's how you should go. You shouldn't be an old Janis Joplin or Hendrix. And Britney Spears is going to be living until she's 92, and I don't need that. With the first years of Saturday Night Live, is like, what's going to happen to these guys? And then the danger left.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But it was a different time anyway, you know?
Danny, this is radio.
Well, one time Sherry O'Terry
had
too
much...
Sorry,
every time I say that name,
that was a call from Janis Joplin. Was that?
Nothing. The moment's passed. Who was your favorite that guest starred on SNL when you were there?
I don't know. I mean, I can't remember. I like them all. I mean, like, awesome. I didn't really have to deal with those people much.
He's, apparently, he's an open book that he hasn't bothered to read.
Have you read your own open book?
I'm a very boring open book.
No, it's just,
you know what?
He's how about you open your book?
you're an open pamphlet.
No, you know what it is. If you live, and I've known Colin a very long time, and it becomes true that if you have done so much weird stuff that it kind of melds together, like, I've said this before, like, how many ostriches have you ever ridden in your life?
None.
I've ridden five at different Cayman airports because it's the guy from the Partridge Family who's broke, so we're going to make him ride an ostrich.
Got it.
Eddie Munster.
Right.
I used to sit in a Christmas tree outside a 7-Eleven and get $1,500 to be Danny Partridge in a pear tree.
Right.
You've done so many weird things. They kind
Partridge
of melt.
In a pear tree.
Yeah. Right. They start to meld together. It's like, it's just been a weird life. I don't remember the one incident.
Yeah, I was in Anchorage and they made me Quinn the Eskimo for $1,500.
See?
Right.
See?
I'm just making that up so I can join Danny.
I spent 1 week in a Corolla for $1,500 during a radio stunt.
Corolla.
Hey, Bonaduce, let me ask you quickly.
Yes, sir.
Your phone just rang, Bonaduce.
Yeah.
Is somebody calling you? Because I would like to call them and yell at them. Because I did Loveline for almost 11 years. And once a week, Drew's cell phone would ring at 10:03 when the show started at 10 for 10 years.
Who was calling?
And that's what I would yell. Who the F is calling you, and don't they know you have a radio show that starts right at 10?
It came from a block's numbers. I'm dialing the only one I know. So
I'd like to caution you, by the way, that the San Gennaro feast is notoriously run by the mob, and you can't start one out here without paying them off.
It's too late.
Too late.
I'm just telling you, they ran it.
In New York, in the Little League.
They ran the San Gennaro, the feast of San Gennaro.
Jimmy knows a lot of things he doesn't tell you about.
Where the bodies are buried.
They used to take the charity money. That money that comes right off.
Really?
That's not Sopranos.
The Bonadage. Oh, they're doing Sopranos too?
Yeah. Mm. I'm guessing it was her because she's ducking this phone call because she's definitely in the car with the kids right now.
Gretchen.
Yeah.
You have reached the Sprint PCS voicemail box of Gretchen.
Oh. All right.
She knows you're on the
internet. I like her, but yell at her for me for calling
you. Why are you telling him that? He doesn't even care.
You know I love you. You know I don't want the divorce, and I would never do anything to cost you more than half the money. But that blocked phone call from you in the middle of our conversation with our guest is from you. You're probably going to get a little extra joke from your lawyer because I'm going to come home from the show and beat you today.
Why don't you say that that violates a trust?
That's right.
Because I can't say violate a trust with a straight face because I'm a cheating, lying pig, and she knows it.
What are you going to say to me? Cheating, lying pig. Colin Quinn in studio.
Hey,
we need to take ourselves a break, but don't worry, Colin's going nowhere. What happened?
Freak show. I don't know. I got acupuncture and I busted out my blood vessel in my
eye.
They stuck
a needle in your eye?
No, but I guess it just hit something.
I don't know.
You got acupuncture?
What are you being treated for?
I must have hit one of those things.
Not being able to open his book?
Why were you treated
for
excessive boredom based on my career
Can I get an appointment?
You know what? Actually, my wife and I play a game when she's not costing me millions.
That's another game.
We'll go, now, that's a career I'd like to have. Because some people will blow up and then you'll see them again.
Yeah.
You're on television making a comfortable living or movies or clubs making comfortable like 20 years straight now. No problem.
You know what, Danny? It always looks good from the outside. I'll tell you exactly. No, it's not been like that.
Really?
I may go on a killing spree very shortly.
Colin, I got nothing to do, and I'm completely armed.
We'll take a quick break. We'll find out where he got the pink eye next on the Adam Carolla Show.
It's not pink eye.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, more with Colin Quinn and Adam's friend, Mr. Burcham, on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
Tim Conway Jr. here. The 5th annual Conway and Whitman No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament is July 19th at the Commerce Casino. And there's $6,000 in prizes to be given away.
If you want to play some Texas Hold'em with us, you got to win tickets on our contest page at 971freefm.com.
That's July 19th, the Conway and Whitman 5th annual No Limit Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament at the Commerce Casino.
We are Conway and Whitman right after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM, Commerce's FM talk station.
Hey, streamers. Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon right here on 97.1 Free FM.
If you love Italian food like I love Italian food, then you've got to know about Pomodoro. Italian is the default setting in my culinary world. When in doubt, it's the cuisine that makes me happy. And at Pomodoro, with branches throughout Southern California, they serve the authentic food found at the casual trattorias of Italy. Pomodoro is the creation of master chef Adriano Paganini. He spent years cooking at the best restaurants in Italy, and now he's created a down-home Italian restaurant with a menu that's elegant in its simplicity. He wants Pomodoro to be your second kitchen. Each location is warm and inviting with a sort of caring service that makes a great meal that much better. This is a restaurant to go to for salad caprese, cappellini pomodoro, grilled chicken with orzo and olives, and grilled ribeye with Tuscan beans. Wait till you taste the tortellini soup and the salmon with cannellini beans. There's a fine wine list, even wonderful coffee at Pomodoro, and the prices are just right. For the location nearest you, go to pastapomodoro.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Conway and Whitman. They're, on at night.
What the hell? Damn! What the hell?
Oh, that's the Jack Silver ringtone.
You got any mail for me?
Sounds like a sales meeting at this station. What the hell, damn, sounds like Scott Mason finding an open beverage in the studio.
I like to kill deer.
Scott Mason, one of the head engineers here.
Yes, and there's one of our leading salespeople coming back from a sacrifice.
I like to kill deer.
I don't care what you do when you're not at the station.
Hey, Bob Moore, the general manager. How are you, man?
I don't give a crap what you do when you're not here, but it's time that you sell some airtime.
I like to kill deer.
God damn it.
I like to kill deer.
I don't care what you do. For Christ's sake, sell some spots.
You got any mail for me?
Missy, do you have any mail for Dave?
Conway and Whitman, SoCal's first reality radio show. Whatever the hell that is.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you weren't listening, here's who you missed.
The great Howard Stern.
The idea that you're there doing the show comforts me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Carlos Mencia. Ding,
ding, ding. Tony Hawk is here. Good to see you again, Tony.
Thank you.
Hey, what's happening? This is Dave Navarro.
Willie Nelson.
Are you still smoking the spleef?
Oh, I thought you got one.
This is Sugar Ray Leonard.
Hi, it's Sarah Silverman.
Johnny Knoxville.
Good morning.
He's putting his scrotum sack onto the mousetrap.
Ah!
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, everybody. This is IndyCar driver Danica Patrick.
Hi, I'm Norm McDonald, the Adam Carolla Show. It's just like The View, except without four annoying brats.
Pete Rose is in studio.
Dane Cook, everybody.
What's up, Adam?
Ann Coulter, who was supposed to be on the show about an hour and a half ago. Hi, Ann. You're late, baby doll.
I am really tight on time right now.
All right, we'll get lost.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Holy Christ. I'm an animal.
Mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
Break that down, would you?
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me. And I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Hi, Ann. You're late, baby doll.
Somebody gave me the wrong number.
Ann Coulter.
My publicist emailed it to me after checking with you.
She's a bitch. A bitch who can't keep a drop shut. So ace.
Oh, my God. Did you really just hang up on Ann
yes,
Coulter?
She's tied on time.
I agree with that. On that shrill heartbeat.
But I am really tight on time right now.
He told that. See Biscuit look-alike.
All right, we'll get lost.
To take a hike. A telephone he did slam in her ear. He made her shrill voice disappear. She's a right-wing shrew. And Ace doesn't have time to deal with the rants of Mr. Ann Coulter.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Weisenberg, Germany. A 40-year-old man got drunk and passed out in an ATM vestibule with his horse. Definitely not a Jew.
Yeah.
Was that a no-fee ATM?
Well, then not a Jew because it was an ATM that he fell asleep being casual about his money or because it was in Germany?
We don't explore it. It would become racist if we explored it, Colin Quinn. Yeah. If you make a racist remark, you can get by with it. If you explore it or break it down, look out.
Not in New York, boy. They're firing everybody.
Making a I know.
That place is getting taken apart.
An oldie but a goodie. This is, I think, me as Mr. Birch. I'm calling some UFO place. And, well, the rest is history.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the UFO place?
Yes, it is. Oh,
great. My name is Bertram, and I believe I was abducted. Are you the right person to speak to about this?
You got him.
Oh, man. You got to forgive me. I'm a little bit a little bit shaken. What's first off, what should I do? I don't know what to do.
Well, what?
Is it okay to use the microwave? Can I drive the car?
You could. It just depends on exactly, you know.
Not what I would consider a large amount, not more than I've had in the past, although it has not done that in a number of years, and it does concern me. I do feel like I was probed.
Then you may have been, put it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, big time, big time.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, as far as the probing goes, they can't go in through the mouth. It's always the anus.
Yeah.
It seems like one could probe in the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, it depends on what their purpose is. There's been probes in the ears.
Oh, really?
And in the nose as well.
Yeah, I wasn't on that ship.
Yeah.
No, I was on the USS Anus. No dinner, no dance, no how do you do, just right for the pooper. You believe me, right?
I wasn't there, so if you say you were, I assume you were.
Yeah, these were the creatures were sort of smooth. You know,
what color?
Well, white for the most part. I think there was one Mexican. They had like a rode on dirt bikes. Looked like dirt bikes. Enduros or something. I mean, I don't know. It's a little sketchy because I did some peyote and I fell asleep in the desert and woke up. I had a Schlitz tall boy in my rectum and I probably wasn't abducted. Yeah, come to think of it, I was raped by teenagers.
Okay, I'll go with that.
They shaved my ass so they looked like crop circles. These weren't aliens. I think they were illegal aliens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah, right, I'll get into therapy or start drinking or both. See you, E.T.
Okay.
Nana, nana.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. That was easy. I found if you call people that are really bored, they'll let you talk about almost anything for as long as you want.
Were you a crank caller as a kid, Colin Quinn?
Yes, I was, as a matter of fact. I used to call people that had, like, harassed me, and you just, you know, torture them over the phone. I actually used to lean out my window of my house. There was a bar in the corner, and, like, guys coming back from the bar, I would just go, shut up, you moron. No wonder you don't have a girl. And I'd be, but my head, they wouldn't see me. Who said that? I'll kick you. I go, oh, shut up. Look at your stupid jacket. You son of a... But the sad thing is, then when I was on SNL, I lived on the third floor across from a bar in Manhattan, and I did the same thing.
And they didn't just go, why is Colin Quinn yelling at me?
Yeah, well, they couldn't see me. I was hidden, but I'm sure people were like, that voice sounds familiar.
Yeah, no, if I call my wife or kid in the store, we were reporters the other night, and I yelled, Isabella! And right. I heard Danny Maiducci like 8 times. There's no missing you.
Oh, yeah, maybe they thought I was putting on the voice. But I was just harassed, like young guys come out of the bar. They had an unlucky night, didn't score. And they I go home alone, go whack.
Well, that reminds me, Colin, I want to ask you, are you in a relationship or have you been married?
I'm divorced.
Divorced?
Mm-hmm.
Shocker.
I know, it's a shocker.
No, the reason I'm asking, my wife and I just filed, literally, our lawyers haven't even physically met yet, so this is just starting.
Ugh.
How bad does this get?
Well, I mean, you know, mine was annulled. It was a real quickie.
But, oh, really?
Yeah. How long?
The marriage itself?
Yeah.
A couple of months.
What
17
happened?
And a half years.
Well,
I know.
Yeah,
know
what did
that.
Happen?
What happened with you?
I was just a creep, so, you know, she just had it with me.
Fair enough.
What did you do that was creepy?
Drank too much, cheated on her?
No, I didn't. I mean, no, I cheated on her, yeah.
In a couple months, you cheated?
Yeah, yeah.
How soon?
I didn't cheat on her.
I didn't think I waited all day.
I didn't cheat on her, but I had, I was talking to some girl online that when we were going out, she knew I had cheated on her when we were going out, so she's like, you know.
It's very sad.
How many guys are going to get popped online before we realize that computer is just for internet porn and fantasy baseball?
Yeah, this is really stupid. Yeah, you can't go on there and play around.
No, here's the reality. Look, we for hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, man has been making fun of women for keeping diaries. Because daddy would find the diary and find out all the things you were doing, or the husband would find the diary, and we would laugh. You broads. How stupid do you have to be to write down everything you've done that is going to get you into trouble and then pretend it's going to be safe in your sock drawer? Well, the computer, guys can't work computers correctly.
No.
Evidently, they can't cover their tracks, and they're getting popped left and right. And this is a diary with a time and date stamp on it. It's like, I don't even know that chick, really. It was 2:33 a.m. on Tuesday.
Plus, with what we don't realize, you know, women always talk about is they give each other advice. Here's the software. Here's what you do. You go in here to find out if he was here. Like, they have a little system of their own.
And evidently, there is nothing you can do to destroy information on a computer. I've seen the FBI getting stuff out of landfills and getting the information out of the hard drive eventually. And you don't even have to take it that far.
No,
the chicks know more about computers than you do. They'll snoop, and you'll get busted.
Even if they don't, they always have a friend. They only know one thing, and that's how to find out what you've been up to.
So what happened? You get married.
That's the first thing they learn. They teach that in school for girls.
girls.
You get married in 2 months.
In 2 months, it's getting rocky because of my awful attitude.
Right.
And then she just goes online, and she's like, what's this? This was when we were together, and it's like, you know, we were already kind of engaged. What's your problem, you know? And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know. And she's like, well.
Were they love letters?
No, love.
Were they PGR?
You call that love.
So well, they were more soft.
No, they were like R, but I mean, it was obvious that I had cheated when we were together for the letters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is, you know, betraying, you know, like you obviously don't care, you know, you just, you know, you're taking this so lightly, marriage and everything.
And she wanted an annulment.
Yeah, she wanted
Were you in love with her?
Yeah.
You were? Heartbroken?
I was. At the time, I was relieved when it first happened, but then I was heartbroken after.
How long ago was this?
Oh, a few years, like 5 years ago.
Are you over it?
Are you, yeah, will you bounce back?
Will I bounce back? No.
No. Do you wish you could undo that?
Well, I wish I could do a lot of things.
You know, the funny thing is, though, I desperately, as you know, Teresa, am completely in love with my wife and didn't want this, but I caused it. I sobered up over a year ago, but we all thought that would make it better, and what it did is went, oh, he's still an a-hole and sober, so she surprised me with it, but I have to take full responsibility, and I would do anything for it not to happen, but... On the get over it part, I'm trying as hard as I can to get over it by bouncing on the belly of other women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, immediately, that's my answer. And as long, and Gretchen gave me the green light. She said, go date. I don't want to be married to you anymore. Find a nice girl who you won't let you go back to drinking and stuff like that.
Right, right.
So I'm being pushed out the door onto other chicks. You didn't do that? You didn't go running right to other women?
Well, I wasn't pushed to it, but I mean, you know.
You weren't held back. You know, chains.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. No, I mean, not particularly, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a weird dude like that. But
Colin,
I fool around.
You don't, take this in the spirit in which it's intended, but you don't seem like
I do, and I find it offensive.
You don't seem like a party. You know what I mean?
I'm really not a party guy.
I don't know. A woman would have to be independent and thick-skinned to be with you. I mean...
Well, it's not like it's a roast. I don't sit around slamming them all damn day, you know?
Yeah, but I just mean, overall, you seem sort of morose or not like a good time. I know that sounds horrible.
Wow, it does.
It doesn't sound horrible, except that I am trying to promote a comedy weekend out. I mean, if it was just me and you hanging out at a coffee shop, I'd take it in the spirit's intended.
Hey,
you know,
but,
you know, there's a bunch of people there in Orange County trying to go there.
Right.
And
if you,
that's a good point. Discuss that in detail.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Tortured artist.
That's correct.
You said you're a little weird. What did you mean? In terms of
I meant as far as I do get depressed a lot, you know, mm-hmm. but I mean, you know, I'm just that type of person.
Are you medicated?
I'm not bipolar, no.
And the pink eye we discussed before we went
calling it pink eye.
It's not pink eye.
It's eye syphilis, Adam.
I've actually never personally had it, but I've seen it happen a half a dozen times. And all you do is break the blood vessel behind the eye, but it doesn't quite hit the oxygen, so it doesn't turn that dark, dark red. It's a weird-ass Dracula red, and people just flip out when they first notice it.
You're saying,
yeah, so maybe people now like this to come see a Dracula eye.
But you know what? I can't see it from here. I haven't noticed it. Somebody had pointed out,
Danny,
and I still can't see it.
Let me understand this straight. So you're saying if the penis impacts the cornea... With enough force, it'll cause
it's
a blood vessel.
It's the way you and I think. Because the other day you said Teresa was out on a date and had a couple of highballs, and I looked at her chin.
Right. Oh.
I still don't know what you mean.
So Colin, you were getting acupuncture when this happened.
I was getting acupuncture
to cure your
my neck
malaise.
I just had a little neck problem.
Uh huh.
So I went down after some acupuncture, but I guess they hit the needle in the wrong spot, then it popped your blood vessel. I didn't know you could do
that.
Are
they putting the needle in your eye?
Well, no, but they're putting it, you know, it's one of those things like the alignment. I don't know what it is, man. Why ask me that question?
They put it in your tear duct?
No, they put it in your,
Well, how does the eye go? Where do they put the needle?
I mean, I'm not the acupuncturist, so I wouldn't really know, but I mean, they put it in like your back, like on the right side of your body. They put them all down the line of your leg.
The meridian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that causes your eyeball to do that?
Right when I left then, it was red, you know. I don't know what happened. It's either that or I'm dying.
One of those.
So somebody puts a needle in the small of your back and your eyeball goes red?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll tell you.
You ever heard of that kind of thing? Like pressure point, like martial arts? How do you think Bruce Lee died? He died like 3 days later.
Because of the acupuncture? I thought it's because...
It was a punch.
Punch. I thought it was a punctuation thing.
It's a thing called dim mock, where you hit a guy in the chest and dies 3 days later. I've never heard of that case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen things I used to compete in martial arts tournaments, and at my age, they had just started adding these things called, like showmanship and stuff, where flips and things counted, where before, you did anything like that, you just lose. That's not a martial art, that's ballet. But they start acting, you could do it to music, your weapons to music, you set your weapons on fire, all that kind of crazy crap.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys would do some things that I really couldn't explain. Like, if you saw Breaking Bonaducci, mm-hmm. you see me break 36 pounds of concrete in one hit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that hard. You could do it today. You just have to mean business. There's no zen to it, at least the way I do it. But I saw guys lay their hand on top of three separate bricks and make kind of a face, and only the center one would shatter.
Really?
Yeah, that was hard for me to explain. There are some people that can do some stuff I can't get.
That seemed like when I was growing up, people would break more stuff at their head than they do now. There used to be a lot of guys breaking ice blocks at the halftime of football games and stuff with their head. I miss breaking stuff with the head.
Well, you were busy with the punt, pass, and kick competition.
Yes!
That's when this country fell apart, by the way, when the PP and K.
When the punt, pass, and kick competition left and the Boy Scouts went gay, that's when it was time to move to Canada.
Were you a Boy Scout?
No.
Are you now?
Also, the guys I miss the most, and I don't even know if they're still around, remember the religious heavy lifters, the guys that would bend rebar and tear phone books in the name of Christ?
What about the world's strongest men? All those Norwegians do that.
Yeah, on ESPN.
Yeah, but these guys were born-agains. And they'd be up on stage with like a Louisville Slugger, and the one guy'd have it behind his neck with a towel on it, and the other guy's be yelling, "The Lord!" And he'd be grabbing, and then he'd snap it in half, and the whole religious crowd would go nuts. Have you never seen these guys?
No. Where'd you grow up, in 1930s Georgia?
No. Danny knows what I'm talking about.
Seen them. A lot of them, I hate to admit this, because I was just telling Colin during the break, the only thing I've ever done that for me was really, truly difficult was write my book and become a third-degree black belt. That was the real labor of doing stuff. I mean, this comes easy, especially in the smart room. But, A, a lot of those are tricks. But, B, if you really miss the sound of loud, hard things breaking over heads, I will bring you some stuff that will shock you that you can break over my head on Monday.
Please, come in here and break something. But no, you know the born-again guys talking about.
You're not just the rebar on their neck. What about the two monk guys? Rebar on your own neck, rebar on his neck, and you walk towards each other until it bends.
But we're that's monks. That we've all heard of that. But I want to know about this born-again salvation.
They're born-again Christians. Yep. It's sort of the equivalent of, hey, it's sort of like Christian rock, like, hey, we're going to get more kids into the flock
from Lord.
Right, if we play a little winger guitar on there. These guys do the same thing, but they rip telephone books in half, they bend rebar, and they're all yelling about Christ while the other guy is doing it.
That sounds dangerous for your blood vessels in your eyes. I wouldn't try that.
Colin, I wouldn't recommend it. For a guy who got pink eye from getting a needle in his ass.
I'll tell you what, though. I would see Colin's comedy. He's very funny.
I would see Colin as well.
He's not always super funny because I've seen you perform live. Do not.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia and New York. He's funny. Like I thought Henry Rollins would be also funny, but powerful. When Colin isn't necessarily telling you a joke,
you're laughing, but
you're also going, he's not going to walk that much closer to me on the stage. You have a little vibe to you, a little gangster vibe, like you might not take
too much.
What
the hell are you talking about, Danny? Jesus.
No, it's a good thing. When you're sitting up there and you're rapping and you're doing your jokes, that's great. But then when you start telling a story about something that happened to you when you were a kid, and you can see you getting mad, you go, that guy's getting mad.
Look, let me just say this. If you want to get intimidated or pink eye, head down to Irvine.
I'm going
to
pay you back. I'm not doing station IDs for you guys. That's it.
That's it. No liners?
No problem.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the news next.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, it's Music Monday. We'll play some of the best and the worst summer songs. And you won't believe how many Eagles tunes are in there. On the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough. But let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there?
Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
KLSX, Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Get $500 off custom LASIK. Call 800-80-LASER or go to LaserEyeCenter.com.
Yeah, Amco. Now here's the thing. You all need a guy. I got guys. Board Bill's got hundreds of guys. As a matter of fact, it's raining men. Mm. Right in Studio C.
Ooh.
Who's your guy? Amco's got your guy. Your car breaks down, you got a guy. His name? Bob Amco. That's right. Amco, double A. MC.
Ooh.
Not old yet.
Let's see if we can make it old. Amco, double A. MC.
Ooh.
Nope. Still not old. We'll tell you when it gets old, people. Maybe a while. Whatever your problem is, no one can find it or fix it better than my good friends over at AMCO. 800-GO-AMCO is the phone number, or go to AMCOSOCAL.com. AMCO, double A. MC.
Ooh.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AMCO center for details.
This is talking, and once again they're talking about Infiniti. Road and Track is talking about the FX, calling it simply one of the best performance SUVs in the world. AutoWorld.com is talking about the QX56, declaring it luxury on a grand scale. The Infiniti M, once again, is Car and Driver's Choice as the winner of its recent luxury sedan comparison test. And they also named the G Sedan to their 10 best list for 2007. But then you don't have to take anyone else's word for it. Judge for yourself. Test drive any of these celebrated vehicles at the Infiniti Limited Engagement Summer Event. And ask about our special 0.9% APR available on select vehicles. But don't wait too long, because the Infiniti Limited Engagement Summer Event ends July 31st. See your Southern California Infiniti retailer for more information, or visit Infiniti.com.
Road and Track, November 2006, AutoWorld.com, October 2006, Car and Driver, November 2006, and January 2007. Financing is short term, subject to IFS credit approval. Take delivery from new retailer stock offer in 7/31/07.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
For years, people hated being stuck in 3x3 cubicles making widgets all day.
Making widgets.
Especially since most radio signals were blocked by the widget factory's peeling asbestos-filled walls.
Oh, the chips in the ceiling.
Then one day, modern science stopped wasting its valuable time
curing deadly diseases and stuff like that,
and invented something really useful, internet streaming, which gave millions of lowly widget makers a chance to listen to Frosty, Huddy, and Frank on 971freefm.com.
This boat, made in Amsterdam of all places, is made of 15 million ice cream sticks. Most of those donated by ice cream companies.
Well, he didn't eat them all himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he did, he'd need a bigger boat.
I'm like, you can make two boats with your collection.
He can make the Titanic.
Not one donated. Double actual size.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Making widgets in a tiny cubicle still sucks the big one, but thanks to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 971freefm.com, it sucks less. 97.1 Free FM presents The Story of Dick, an orphan boy raised by radical feminists in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, isn't he lovely? He's a beautiful boy.
Who should remove his penis?
Oh, yeah, who needs one of those?
Dick grew up thinking women ruled the world.
I really admire that Hillary Clinton.
Until one fateful day when he stumbled into a live like his broadcast.
We are live and we're going to be signing racks.
What in the world?
You and the pink frilly shirt, come on up here. Here's the Sharpie. Time to become a man, son.
Am I right, boys? I love you, Tom. I finally feel like a man. Love that shake all over me.
Who rules the planet now?
Men rule.
Unfortunately, upon leaving the Like His broadcast, Dick was chased by a pack of wild dogs directly into the Pacific Ocean, never to be seen or heard from again. The moral of our story? Don't be a dick. Listen to Like Us.
Don't rub steak on your chest either.
Right, you are.
Tom Like Us. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
More Music Monday on the Adam Carolla Show, the best and the worst summer songs. Chime in with yours at 866-901-ADAM. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, it's Music Monday, and we try to keep a little theme going. Heading into summer, getting out of May into June. People going to start barbecuing and hitting the pools and the beach. What do you want to hear? It's a very important part, actually. If you're throwing a barbecue or if you're playing a little volleyball at the beach, the music.
Yeah.
Very important. So, what's good? What's bad? T.
Yes.
What do you got in the good department?
I don't live near the beach, Adam.
That's right.
I live near South Central, neighborhood called South Central in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like this song about a good day being one where you don't get jacked.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to use your AK.
Ice Cube, right?
Ice Cube. It was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's got kind of a boppy, happy feel to it.
Yeah, and it's funny, it's not a white guy beach song, but it's more, well, when you see the cutoffs that are down below the knee and you smell the chicken on the barbecue, it's got a little inner city barbecue going,
yeah.
But it's definitely summer.
You know, it's funny, there's the only brother I know that can rap like a white guy, rapping like a brother rapping, is about summertime. It's Fresh Prince with Summertime, which I picked, and then everyone I know talked me out of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said, don't pick that. That's in the summertime.
Yeah.
He's barbecuing out of that park in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
But this song, this is it.
This is it.
If you have to pick a rap tune, this is it, T.
Well, give me the bad now.
But I was so happy listening to that. What's this?
This is summer.
Ah, summertime. But you were talked out of this.
I was talked out of this.
All right.
I wish someone could talk Bald Brian out of it.
Well, Brian, let's get to my bad song.
He's
for obvious
too good.
Reasons.
Well,
he's too good for his own good.
Yeah.
We have guests now that come on the show and go, how do you do that in the middle of the show? How's he doing that?
I do not want this to be the song of my summer.
Roy Orbison.
God, you're fast.
I was all right.
Can you name this
tune? Oh, yes.
I could smile for a while.
Turn it off.
Yeah, I have a weird music thing that I don't own this song. I don't have any Roy Orbison. All the songs that I get, I know it sounds like I'm bragging, I don't have.
Right.
I just recognize the first beats, and it makes me recognize this song just because I've heard it on the radio enough. This is a great song. Yes, this is it. This is, you can hear the tears going into the barbecue and making the...
I don't know, were you actually cooking tea when you did this?
Cooking up ways to kill myself.
I wanted to know what both you and I was talking about when I did the sadness department.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to heal.
Solid, baby.
Thank
great
you.
Effort. Danny.
All
let's
righty.
Start with the good.
You can't go wrong. You can, and it's a great place for summer, too. It's a great city, and it's a great song.
Chicago, Saturday in the Park.
Great summer song.
Yeah. Chicago, certainly their earlier stuff was awesome. And, yeah, this is just a happy summertime. People are running barefoot on grass.
It's Saturday. You're in the park. You think it was the 4th of July. What says something like that?
Yeah. Very solid effort.
Except every song with the word summer in it that came into my mind first, which drove me insane.
Great song in a right on the nose. What do you got in the bad department for us, Dooch?
Now, interesting enough, bad, and it does have summer in the title. It is Boys of Summer.
Ooh, Don Henley.
I thought this might have a personal jab as well as sucking Holland and Soul without your help.
Yeah,
But I thought you'd particularly dislike this with me.
I hate this song. It's the part where he says he saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac, and he said, don't look back, you never look back. I don't know why it bothers me so much. The Eagles collectively had a lot of annoying songs. But when they broke up, they even got more annoying.
Because
they're like, hey, if we spread out, we can do more damage.
Remember, it was like Bobby. Scatter. They became collectively, they're a rock and roll band and a pretty good one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Individually, they became that guy, Bobby Goldsboro, and all wanted to tell these long songs about their ponies.
Yeah, there must have been a meeting, a secret meeting, perhaps in somebody, one of the Eagle band members' homes in Malibu in like 1979, where they were like, listen, everybody, we're annoying the bejesus out of Corolla with our crappy songs now, but there's only so much we can do as a band. If all five of us just spread out and head different directions, I think we can drive him to suicide.
And do theme songs. They all have a theme from beginning, middle, to end.
I hate this song.
Because Heart of the Matter is a great song.
I do like that song. I must admit. All right, takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. And going to my number two good song, this is how good and how big a man I am. This is Hotel California. It's not by the Eagles. It's the Gypsy Kings.
Not the Gypsy Kings.
And I was watching Entourage last night, and they ended it with this. And I thought, you know, I hate a lot of Eagles songs, mostly because they're effed out.
Yeah.
This isn't a bad song. It's just I've heard Hotel California one too many times. But this I haven't heard one too many times. And I thought, I could be holding a beer and some flip-flops, manning a barbecue to this.
It's good.
Yeah, they're...
If you do one of those things watching your CD player right now, Gypsy Kings. I'm a big fan. I've never heard this.
This has a good hip factor, too, because the Eagles are not hip, but this version is.
Yeah, and not a big fan of the ranchero-style music, but it is good to be boozing in the sun by.
Well, yeah.
Definitely, it's like, I don't like reggae. I wouldn't sit around and listen to reggae. But on the other hand, if you're walking around the pool, it's pretty good music. All right, let me give my number two in the bad department. Wow, it's really, really, really turned into Eagles Fun Fest here. This is all coincidence,
yeah,
by the way.
We never talk about these.
Right. This is Glenn Frey again doing more damage on his own. It's On the Street. A lot of singing about the street in the 80s. Going out on the street, the heat's on the street. Can't take the heat on the street.
I always enjoyed the expression, the word on the street.
Yeah,
I've been on the street. There's no word except maybe you should probably get off the street.
I always wondered how that worked, too, when, like, Rick Springfield learned that the word on the street is that you've been talking to other boys. He's like, huh? What street's he on?
Easy Street.
Whoa. How much coke were we doing, everybody? All right. It's On the Street. T, you're number one in the good and bad department.
You're never going to believe this because, as you just said, we don't show each other our songs.
We have no idea.
Which often
what
makes
we're
it
doing.
Difficult to play because
right.
We can come in here and all have picked the same song.
Well, somebody, usually Mike, who knows what the picks are, will say, if we all pick the same song, somebody should change their song. But other than that, we have no idea.
Maybe we should admit that we're accidentally doing bad radio or good radio.
Maybe that's it.
Okay. Well, I like this song because I think summer's about escaping school, work, a man who doesn't love you.
Oh, already gone by the Eagles.
This
God
is a really
damn.
Good summer song.
It
do
is
I have a
good
girl
song.
For you, and she has a vibrating duck.
Send her my way.
God, it's horrifying.
Pull the cigar out of its mouth and send her my way.
I never go on a road trip without this song.
Yep. Oh, wait a minute. Def Rec guy says Bonaducci.
That's another reason I picked it. Here it comes.
Show.
Yep, that sounds just like me when I'm talking about that guy was saying.
All right. I remember there, Ken, that got out of the ring covered in in a hospital stretcher. I said, hey, I put you on the show. That's how I talk.
So it's all Eagles and
weird, not planned. Yeah.
All right, I like this song.
Okay,
what can I say? Give us the bad, though.
Okay, Keith. I'm going to warn you. What you're about to hear is one of the most hideous things that's ever been recorded. You know the Baja Men?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
They did that. Who let the dogs out?
Woof, woof. I'm a
dad. That sounded like Tequila Sunrise to me.
That was Brian making a rare misstep from Brian. The Baja Men recorded Who Let the Dogs Out.
My head almost exploded, by the way, because my right ear heard you saying Baja Men, and my left ear heard three strums of a guitar that screamed Tequila Sunrise. So I had no idea what to think.
Well, let me tell you this. Who Let the Dogs Out is their best song.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine.
Oh, really?
Their worst song.
Oh, boy.
It's a remake of a song I already hated.
Oh, the Beach Boys.
Nicely done, T.
This is an atrocity.
Wow.
I'm sorry I'm even doing this to you.
Where do you even find this?
Off the Florida Keys.
Yeah. I spent hours.
I had problems with it. Where did you find this? I ran into all sorts of trouble.
This is kind of a hate crime to the audience. I can't believe how awful. Well, because I was thinking, I've always hated the song Kokomo, but I can't choose it because at least the harmonies are beautiful and it's well done. This, you can hate.
Yeah.
No, I can hate Kokomo by the Beach Boys.
I looked up covers of Kokomo, and this was the worst one I could possibly. I can't even imagine.
Baby, we got to find you a date.
Seriously.
You're spending your weekend looking up covers of Kokomo. You and your cat just Googling Kokomo covers.
Oh, no, Adam. Two cats and a five-week-old stray I just took in.
Perfect. All right. Great selection. Horrible song. Danny, good and bad summer songs. Number one.
Okay. Good. I hope everybody agrees with me because you're going to have a real strong opinion on this one. Yada Yada Corolla.
Summertime Blues.
Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave, yeah.
It's Van Halen with Ice Cream Man.
Right, I'll be your Ice Cream Man, right.
Keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you.
He rubs him the wrong way.
Yeah, but he gets to rub you. This is when Dave was so cool.
Yeah, I kind of love to hate the guy too, but I just can't.
A decade later, I punched him in the face at the Rainbow.
Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too.
Come on,
Ice Cream Man. All right, good. Good choice.
It was hard to because I actually hate this guy. Damn it. He's a punk ass bitch.
Well, there's
a great song.
Quite a theme because I hate the Eagles and I'm picking a lot of Eagles stuff today. All right, give us the bad.
The bad is pretty easy. And it's Power Station 85.
Some like it hot. Yeah. This is a horrible song from the 80s.
It's a horrible, horrible 80s thing.
Feel the heat.
Feel the heat.
On the street?
On the street, with the word.
A lot of turning the heat up, too. A lot of turning up the heat and heat on the street.
Yeah. Oh, it's burning you up.
Some like it hot and some sweat when the heat is on.
Plus, it was such a great movie. It's the name of this horrible song.
Yeah.
That's my number one bad song.
Good choice. All right, quickly. Bald Brian. I'm doing my number one song. This is in the good department. One we've played before. I believe Danny chose this one. First Class. Number four, 1974. An epic.
I do like this song.
Beach, baby, there are the sand from July to the end of September.
All those sex on sand, just like sex in water, highly overrated.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know, but all right.
For opposite reasons, of course.
I never thought that it would end.
Everyone thinks this is the Beach Boys, I think.
Who is it?
First Class.
Which these guys could never afford to fly, by the way.
More.
Well, how do they get to the Red Roof Inn for their gig?
Ask Adam's dad, he owns the place.
the horns and the harmony.
All right. I could listen to it all morning long, but let's go to my number one in the bad department. A very good song, but very bad for summer. Jim Morrison was dead when this song got to number 14 on the charts in 1971.
The end?
It's coming. The rain may help.
Riders
give it away.
Storm?
There you go. Now, the thing that's a bummer about this song is not only is it raining in the background and talking about people dying in the desert, but the guy who sung it never heard it.
Released posthumously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was dead already.
I don't think he heard some of the stuff he sang when he was alive.
Decent point.
Yeah. It was been ringing in his ears.
Great song, but this, when this is played at the barbecue, it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
When he named himself the Lizard King, he was actually saying, "I miss Bing." It was about a Bing Crosby reference. He just can't hear himself.
All right. Let's quickly... It's a killer on the road. All right.
Drunk driver.
Let's,
oh, my God, I'm going to kill myself.
Let's see what we got here. Jesus, we're so late. You want to go to line three, Brian? Ken?
Yeah.
Ken from San Dimas. What do you got, Ken?
A classic, Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Yeah, that is a that's a winner any time of the year, but especially during the summer.
This makes you think of the sun and the beach. Sunlight plays
upon her head. It's a weird thing that a band just name themselves after a certain terrain, and every song they've sung was pretty much just about going down to that place and hanging out.
Yeah, because there's other bands that have tried it. I remember a gray rock band called Mountain.
Yeah.
But all the songs weren't about going to a mountain.
Yeah.
Tundra mountain. Never really hit.
No. Frozen Tundra wasn't good. Fjord sucked pretty bad.
Yeah, Fjord sucked bad.
Meyer. These are all good names for bands.
Europe was actually a pretty good hair band.
All right, and let's see. Let's talk to Tyson on line five. This is a song I personally hate, but...
Oh, no.
Dude, it's Beavis.
Tyson?
Hey, this song, in my area, we have our barbecues right near the river, so this song always reminds me of sitting around the river, barbecuing it up. Mm-hmm. It's perfect for it. We got Bob Marley's jamming.
All right.
It's one of the greatest songs of all time.
It is, I hate reggae music. I think people like it because they're scared.
Bob Marley, though, man.
No, it's like...
I want to hear this theory on reggae. It's my favorite. It's probably my favorite jammin'? Brand.
Well, first off, he says jamming 750.
Yeah, he does.
But that just makes you want to sit around the water with all your friends.
It makes you just want to get drunk and bake out in the sun. I'll give it that. But it's not good for doing anything else.
Yeah, it is. Outdoor sex.
Outdoor sex.
In a hammock.
Can you do outdoor that? Yeah. I can't even masturbate in a hammock without falling off. I can't remember someone else being in there. God knows I've tried. I did that thing where I spun around like Homer Simpson. Got all tangled up. It's humiliating. They had to cut me out of there.
One of the four businesses I've owned in a row that failed. All my outside shots have failed. I owned a hotel in St. Lucia.
This guy's the greatest stoner laugh ever. You haven't mentioned it once.
I know. I thought and it was you dropping Spicoli in. No. Hold on. Tyson?
Yeah.
How much weed do you smoke a day?
Oh, tons.
And do you worship at the altar of Bob Marley?
I don't know if there's an altar, but if there was, I probably would.
What if there was a singer named Bong Marley? Would you feel like you just died and went to heaven? Like, if you met a guy named Bong Marley, would that just be it for you? Like, do you feel like you just ascend up into pot heaven at that point? Yeah, this guy smokes copious amounts of weed. I thought his first laugh was just you dropping Spicoli in there.
No.
Tyson, are you employable? Where do you work?
Where do I work?
Uh-oh.
For the gas company.
Really? Huh. So you're employable.
And yeah.
Does everyone know what a crazy stoner you are?
Yeah.
No, I had to quit. Definitely, I definitely had to quit. But I did.
Your job or pot?
Had my fun time.
Oh, you got huh? You start being tested at work.
No, I had to quit to get the job. And
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm clean. I'm clean now.
All right. All right.
I had my young time.
Tell that to your laugh. All right, Tyson. Dawson says he'll see you at the Avocado Festival this year. All right.
My laugh, Adam.
All right, buddy.
By the way,
go out on a high note.
There's some Rasta who can't sing at all that just changed his name to Bong Marley and is going to make a fortune.
Oh, that'd be a great
name
for
that guy.
Bob Marley cover band.
You know, like Dred Zeppelin? They don't really have to do anything. I'll just go see them.
Bong Marley.
Bong Marley.
All right, we need to take ourselves a break.
Up next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show, a segment that stinks to high heaven. Hobo power. It's a unit of stink measurement. On the Adam Carolla Show. Giving what you got lost.
7.1 KLSX 3FM. At 97.1 Free FM, we're always giving away a ton of free stuff. Thus the name, Free FM. So get to our contest page at 971freefm.com where you can get hooked up with guy getaways, free concert tickets, and whatever else people in SoCal are into. Register for your chance to be a king in London with Lycus. The trip includes airfare, hotel stay, and tickets to see the King's season opener in London. We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station. Powered by Laser Eye Center. Get $500 off custom LASIK. Call 800-80-LASER.
Hey, how you doing? Educational videos, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street. But with free family learning programs, you can get the education you need. Call 1-877-FAMLIT1 for information on free learning programs. 1-877-FAMLIT1.
Check it out. Give me your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.
They're the songs you grew up with.
Oh, what do you do with a drunken stripper? What do you do with a drunken stripper?
The songs you had your first kiss to.
Eat steak from a really big steer. Eat steak.
The songs West Hollywood loves.
There's no business like show business.
Performed by the man you don't want anywhere near your children.
5'2", eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5'2" can do. These kids have no.
Records presents Frosty Stillwell. I say, includes the hits Drunken Stripper,
Old Man River,
I Feel Queer,
Eat Steak,
and the number one smash that turned him off Tang.
Vaginosis, where the wind comes whipping round the valley, and the smell of sour wheat.
Frosty Stillwell. I say,
available wherever young boys are sold.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you frustrated because people don't take you seriously?
I would like a large...
And I need you to stay out of my way.
Imagine how your life would be if you could talk just like your favorite radio DJ.
Good morning. It's John St. John with your most boring music.
Now you can. Thanks to John St. John's Talk Like Me and You'll Succeed Home Study Cassette.
The forecast calls for beautiful skies on your Tuesday.
In just 6 weeks, you could sound just like John St. John.
Coming up, a back-to-back continuous 20 in a row unbelievably long block of music.
Listen to what it did for this loser.
Yeah, I'd like a bowl of continuous soup with nonstop crackers.
Wow, you sound just like that John St. John. I'm impressed by your manhood.
What a
guy! Order yours today.
I would like a burger with the most pickles and the widest variety of ketchup.
Yeah, that's great, but do you want fries or not?
Call 1-800-JOHN-ST-JOHN-ST-JOHN right back at you today.
The next time you're home alone...
Hello?
Don't answer the phone.
Hello?
Don't open the microwave.
I'm just going to put the popcorn in. Oh, my God.
And don't go online.
MySpace.com/Jenny.
Tom Likas' laugh is back and scarier than ever. Maniacal Laugh 4, The Devil's Cackle. When bad things happen, Tom Likas laughs.
Jane is clinging to death and 2 days away from dying. Fred's entire family was blown up by Hezbollah.
Maniacal Laugh 4, The Devil's Cackle. Coming soon to a radio near you.
That's creepy.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It was many, many years ago, his life was really sad. On the road, being chased by police. Almost half his bones are broken and he didn't really care. With the crap he's done, I'm amazed he's not deceased. Because those years he was so very high. Took every drug he could afford to buy. Then beat up a chick who turned out to be a guy. Bonaducci high
on prescriptions.
Bonaducci high
on tranquilizers.
Bonaducci high
on marijuana.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. We're talking hobo power. It's Adam's unit of stink measurement.
And we got mad at a neighbor down the street, and we filled up a jar full of dead mice and let it sit in the sun in Kentucky for about 100 degrees out for a week or 10 days, and then busted it on his front porch.
It's creative, but I'm still only going to give it a 53.
Call 866-901-ADAM. Back to Adam, Danny, and Teresa on the Adam Carolla Show.
Here's how committed he was to hating his neighbor. He lived in Rhode Island. He actually took that mason jar to Kentucky, knowing that the sun's heat was harnessed even in even more focused fashion in Kentucky. Everything smells more in Kentucky. I've seen the signs. Well, hobo power, and we got some good ones
proof.
On
Benny
here.
Ray Cyrus is from there.
I got to tell you, people rarely come through on the show, but not when it comes to hobo power.
Yep.
The lines light up. All right, I'm just going to start at the top, work down to the bottom. I'll assign you a number. DJ?
Yeah.
How say you?
Oh, I like the addition of Danny Bonaducci.
Thank
so
you.
I say yay.
Thank
yay.
You very much. I appreciate that.
So I was working in San Bernardino a couple years ago with my family's plumbing company.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice clogged sewer, so we had to tap holes in the line to find the blockage.
Mm-hmm.
We started tapping and got a little higher up, and the line just exploded on us.
Mm, sewage
line. We all
line.
Got knocked over by a...
Explosion.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Were you in a trench? Because proximity
I was in a trench.
Has something to do with it. I I forgot about this story. But when I was doing an addition many years ago to my grandmother's house, there was a point when I was about 23 and I'd pretty much hit rock bottom and decided just to work for my grandmother putting a kitchen on her house where it was me, grandma, and grandpa adding a kitchen onto their North Hollywood house for about 6 months. Grandmother working in her underpants. By the way,
nice.
I said, Grandma, what do you have to work in your under? She was painting. Do you have to paint your underpants, Granny? She's like, I don't have, you know, dungarees. All I have is nice skirts. I don't want to get paint on it. And I was like, well, could you stay off the ladder?
Well, I mean, at some point, didn't it occur to you to go buy her pants?
He was broke. That's why he was broke. Yeah, there.
If you're working for your grandma in her underwear, you don't have dungaree money. All
right. At one point when we added the kitchen on, we had to tie into the main sewer line, which was an old clay pipe that was about 6 foot in the lawn in the middle of the yard. And I had dug the ditch, and my plumber buddy, Bob Gioia, came on out, and at a certain point, he was going to tie into the main line so we could have the sewage from the new kitchen run into it, but it was an old brittle clay pipe, and he started cutting it, and he just sort of took the top part of it off, so it almost made a little trough, and he was in this very small hole working with it when the Ace Man had to do a little offloading, and I forgot he was in the hole, and I went to the bathroom and dropped a Duke, and it sailed right into Bob's pit and stopped right where he was working, because the slope on a sewer line is not very steep. It's not steep at all, because it has to keep the water in it, and as the log traveled down the flume, as it were, it got caught up in the gravel where Bob was working, and that was a little present from me to Bob. But the sewer line exploded. Now, did you get any matter on you?
Oh, it was like a river flowing over me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you vomit?
I vomited, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it's over 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over 25. And to this day, are you haunted by it?
Absolutely.
No, I'm gonna give you 29.
Wow,
DJ.
I don't want to grovel over my score, but this was a sewer line that ran to a nut house in San Bernardino.
Well, okay, I'm giving you a 31, and if you tell me you got a spent tampon put in you like Norplant, I'm gonna put it up to a 35.
I had fecal matter in my pockets.
Nice.
It's a great John Cougar song, by the way.
Oh yeah.
All right. You're now up to 36. Nice job.
I like hobo
power. I'm told there's a 10. That we actually have a 10, and which could translate into over 50. Tiffany?
Hi.
What's going on, baby doll?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Your phone screener, Kyle, is over the moon about your hobo power.
I think it's a good one. I have a 1.5-year-old little boy that broke his tibia, and he had to get a cast since he was so young. They did the cast all the way up to his upper thigh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got diarrhea about a week after he got the cast put on, and we tried our best. We put, like, grocery bags around the cast and tried to tape it, do everything we could. Well, some got down in there. And they wouldn't change the cast because they really wanted to make sure that tibia set.
Right.
Sure.
Yes. So you can imagine how bad it was when they actually took the cast off 6 weeks later. After a little diarrhea had been down in there for 6 weeks, actually 5 weeks. And when it came off, it was almost like you could see it. My nose hairs probably were singed. I did not throw up because I was trying to be brave for my son. I didn't I didn't want to make him scared. But
well, stiff upper lip or not, you can't exceed a 25 if there's no upchucking involved. Right. Rules are rules. Oh, yes, I do make that's right. But so diarrhea in the leg cast.
Yeah, and you have to remember, this is a 1.5-year-old. We call him in Spanish, Sabajoncito, a little savage, because he's...
Oh, I thought that was a little sack of ass.
Well, that too, actually.
That was a little sausage.
How about calling him Mijo?
Well, I call him that as well.
Mijo!
Well, here's what makes this extra stinky. It's not only 6-week-old or 5-week-old poop, but it's been trapped.
Yes.
In a warm, moist area.
Yes, anyone who's had a cast on himself knows that when that cast comes off, the funk comes out.
There's a serious funk.
We called it leg cheese. It was, you know, just stuff kind of coated on there. It was really disgusting.
All right, listen, try as you might, Tiffany, 24 and a half is as high as I can give you because technically there was no vomit involved.
Now, what if you have an easier gag reflex?
Mm.
If you look at my resume, you will see that I was actually, just so you know, I'm not making this up, I was Kenny Rogers' stable boy.
What does that mean?
Means when I ran out of money and still had a horse, he let me keep my horse at his ranch, but I had to work there.
So you had no money, but you still had a horse.
I still had a horse.
Yeah. Right.
I had a lot of things from the Partridge family left over, but none of them were money.
Right. So you went over to the gambler's place to put the horse
and
up.
It was before the gambler, but the ranch was named something about his song that made perfect sense.
Coward of the County?
No, it's like...
Too much plastic surgery?
Way before all of this.
Bar the scalpel?
God, it made so much sense. But anyway, you've probably seen this in Jackass.
Yes.
And this is the reason I say, because the smell was not that horrible, but there was vomit.
So you have a light gag reflex.
No, I think anybody would gag and vomit here, but it wasn't just necessarily the smell.
Mm-hmm.
There are things you need to do to a horse every so often that involve a glove that goes all the way up to your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to insert your whole arm, fist and all the way up to your shoulder.
Some gland that needs to be extruded.
You just need to scrape the horse out. You need to clean the horse out. There's another thing you also have to do, but it doesn't smell.
Right.
But this smelled and was horrible, and there's a liquid gel involved so you're not hurting the horse too much. And you scoop it all out. And when you scoop it out, it just falls on you like crazy. And mm-hmm. Shoots and stuff like that, but the horses mostly eat hay, so the stench was not that bad, but the vomit was uncontrollable.
But this horse had eaten Mexican that day?
No. Okay. Those were most of my coworkers.
Well, I gotta say, you know, this isn't a hard science, so if you have a gag reflex that's a little lower than normal and you're gonna vomit at what might have been a 21 or a 19, I'm gonna have to still give you a nod and give you a 25. Steve?
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Yes. Steve?
Yes, sir.
What is your hobo power story?
Well, I'm an officer in Phoenix, and it was during the summer,
mm-hmm.
and we called out to recover a tractor trailer that had been stolen about 2 weeks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It was seeping some sort of bloody goo mm-hmm. from the back, and it was locked. Mm-hmm. And everybody's ears perked up because we thought dead bodies, and multiple officers showed up and got the bolt cutters out, cut it open, and a wall of funk came out and blood and goo, and it was two-thirds full with rotting pork meat.
Mm. A band of marauding Hasidic Jews had hijacked, and the ultimate act of defiance, had hijacked a pork shipment. Wow.
Not to the infidel.
So this semi-truck is sitting out in the Phoenix sun.
About 115 for 2 weeks.
Filled with pork and not refrigerated for two weeks.
Two of the important things are here, duration and heat.
Yeah. This is powerful stuff. Right, because if you told me this took place on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, probably would get downgraded. Heat is the friend of funk, and it'll, you know.
And so is time.
Cold will kill anything.
Right.
You could whiz into an ice cube tray and freeze it, wouldn't smell.
Yes, time's the same. Mm. I mean, rotten pork the first day, not so bad.
Now, what was your proximity? Did you have to go into the trailer?
Oh, no. We just opened the door and saw that it was seeping boxes of bloody pork meat.
Was there vomiting? And there is points added for vomiting off of seeing other guys vomiting, which happens on occasion.
I do that all the time.
Good question.
There was lots of 5 points, son.
Right?
Running officers and vomiting.
Running and heaving?
Puking.
Nice.
Any guys turn in their shields? Because that's a 10-pointer right there.
Yeah.
No. But...
You don't turn in your shield over pork.
All right. Did anyone yell no time for backup?
No, but there was lots of squad cars peeling out.
All right, Steve. Did you heave yourself?
No, I did not.
All right. You were witness to others heaving.
Yes, but I dry heaved plenty.
Dry heave.
But he's you're
after you give your score, I have one.
He's
quick
a cop though, so it probably takes a lot to gross him out.
Either before,
yeah.
Or
you've seen suicides and murder and arson. I'm going to give you a 23, Steve, because you've been there and done that. Danny, yes.
Here's my question. It has very little to do with hobo power, which I cannot believe how much I enjoy.
All right, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Hop in the cruiser and get back on patrol. Well,
Bottolucci might come back to town.
We got a lot of calls lined up here. We got a 600-pound man.
I want to hear that one.
Gangrene.
Gangrene. Oh, my God.
Rotting flesh.
Navy had to burn sewage. Two-week-old corpse.
Ooh.
Bodies burning. It just keeps going and going. We're going to be back then and play a second round of this because I feel like we have... It's an embarrassment of riches.
Yes.
It's an embarrassment of stinky riches. We'll take a quick
stinky
break.
Riches.
Back with more hobo power after this.
Like the drops? Then kick back and enjoy Bald Brian's bonus B-sides on the Adam Carolla Show.
Let's smoke the weed. Let's make the racial slurs. Let's have the nighttime lovin'. Let's answer the phone in the middle of it.
I'm a fat, ugly Jewish B-word.
Move over, Gretchen. There's a new Mrs. Bonaducci, and her name is Adam.
You are the best comic I have ever seen.
You're really funny. Now shut up.
I did meth and trafficked hookers in Thailand.
Wow, that guy's uncut.
That's right.
Making me hot.
Daddy didn't go to my ballet recital. Now I have to throw up lunch.
Look, this is just a view from the cheap seats, but I don't think there's a human being on the planet that likes you.
Genetically, my junk is full of poison.
I love date rape.
I'm 22. She's 13 or 14. She's open to the idea of sex. What's the difference? In 10 years, it wouldn't matter.
Let yourself in and help yourself to some Toll House cookies and sweet tea.
I'm trying to pick up a new girl, or I'm going to go back on steroids, or I'm going to break some law.
I'm bringing my Merle Haggard CD over, and I'm going to violate you with a traffic cone.
We're like a couple of N-words.
You're a lesbian.
Let's all do funny accents, not actually be that clever and make fun of a stereotype.
Carolla, you're just not a Rothschild.
So what if a big fat guy died and stewed in the Vegas heat for several hours? What kind of score would that get on the Hobo Power Meter? We'll find out next on the Best of the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, it's Teresa Strasser from The Adam Carolla Show. This Saturday, I will be at the Osh of West L.A. They're celebrating their grand remodeling. How are they celebrating? By paying your sales tax on everything throughout the store all weekend. When you stop by, you can also enter to win a gas grill. That's fun for summer. A patio set, free Coke for a year, not that kind, and much more. By the way, not only can you come see me, but even better, the Laker girls will be there from 11 to 3. Osh West LA is located on Fundy Drive, just north of Olympic, powered by the friendly folks at Osh and 97.1, the FM talk station.
Better Beer Bureau, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just noticed a mistake on the Miller Lite label. It says it contains only 3.2 grams of carbs. Obviously a typo.
Let me check the Better Beer Bureau carb index. 3.2 grams of carbs in a Miller Lite? That's correct, actually.
But that's like half the carbs of Bud Light.
Yeah, that's about right, sir. Pretty incredible.
3.2 grams, huh? Now, you're sure those aren't metric grams?
Pretty sure all grams are metric, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm cross-referencing the Better Beer Bureau Beer Taste Index. It looks like Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light, too.
Miller Lite has half the carbs of Bud Light and more taste?
The Better Beer Bureau beer indices don't lie, sir.
So I can totally have my cake and eat it, too. Except it's a cake that's got half the carbs of Bud Light. And instead of a cake, it's Miller Lite. And instead of eating it, I'm drinking it.
It's exactly like that, sir. Thanks for calling the Better Beer Bureau.
More taste, half the carbs. Miller Lite. Good call. Per 12-ounce, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on our 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 0123-2781.
Hey folks, it's Eric for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles, and I have exciting news for people who like to play Vegas video poker, but also like the competition of playing face-to-face. Hustler Casino now has Fast Deal Poker. Fast Deal Poker is video poker and live poker combined. It's a great game where you sit at a poker table, but instead of having real chips and cards, you have your own screen with virtual cards that only you can see. And in the center of the table is a common screen that everyone sees. New players love it because they can't make mistakes. The game prompts players on how to play. Seasoned players love it because the pace of the game is brisk and more hands can be played. Stop by anytime and check out this fast and exciting addition to Hustler Casino. Fast Deal Poker, video poker, and live poker combined. Open 24/7 every day at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Okay, go with me on this. Imagine if you could bring your best friend to work with you.
Johnson, I need that report by 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir, yes.
Who's that guy in the flip-flops?
Sir, that's...
Chill out, butthole. We're downloading porn now.
Oh, that's not so good. How about this? Maybe you should bring Frosty, Heidi, and Frank to work instead.
Yeah.
The downside is half of those marriages are going to end because half of straight marriages end. Yeah. And legally, you're going to lose half your stuff, whereas now you don't.
Till sometimes you do.
Maybe gay people love each other more than straight people. Mm-hmm. See? You think about that?
Well, you have to fight harder, I think. To get
you
some-
have to. Look how disgusting the sex is.
It's got to be love. It's love, man.
Yeah, you
it's
can't,
love,
you can't
baby.
Do that with somebody that you just like. I mean,
take Frosty, Heidi, and Frank to work with you at 971freefm.com. Because your best friend's probably an idiot.
Dude, I just totally scratched your name onto the hood of your boss's car. It's red.
Johnson!
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Workdays 10 to 3. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1 KLSX. Free FM. 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Adam's back, and no one's happier than sound effects guy Brian Bishop, whose work was not appreciated by guest host Jimmy Kimmel.
Thank you for that insulting, condescending music. No, you're jumping the gun a little bit there.
That is true.
What was that for? That noise. Listen, save the morning zoo crap for when Carolla gets back.
On the wings of love, up and above the clouds, the only way to fly is on the wings of love. On the wings of love, only the two of us together fly.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Lakeland, Florida. A man fired a celebratory bullet into the air on New Year's Eve, and it came down through his roof into the room where his grandchildren were sleeping. The children were not harmed, but the bullet did pierce his electric skillet. Definitely not a Jew.
Yeah, safe to say.
Yeah.
That bullet was not fired from Mount Sinai. We are going to continue keeping this party train a-rolling known as Hobo Power. I miss Hobo Power.
It's a lot of fun.
It's like a restaurant I haven't eaten at in a while that I love.
Since it's going on, it's going so well. Can I tell you, when you said it, I really didn't get it. And I don't know. Is this really going to be good? This is probably one of my favorite things.
You're in love with Hobo Power.
I wouldn't have mentioned it had I not really truly enjoyed it. I just said, this is interesting. But I was very skeptical in the beginning.
Well,
wait,
the
I magic, see a 10.
I've been won over.
The magic of Hobo Power. Ty?
Yeah.
Move over, Gretchen. There's a new love in Danny's life. You have a Hobo Power story?
I do.
Let's hear it.
All right, well, I'm a fireman here in Vegas, and as you know, heat is a stink's friend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, we do. We've learned that.
Heat and duration.
Catalyst for stink, yes.
Here in Vegas, it's 120 degrees in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I've rescued people out of the back of garbage trucks. I've seen have fecal matter stories of every kind, but the worst of all time was in the summer. In August, we had a guy who had been not seen for a month. We go to his apartment, find him in his apartment with the power shut off for 2 weeks. He had been dead in there for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Laying on his bed, he had to have gone 700 pounds. That's the corner.
Whoa. When you're 700 pounds and you're not seen for a day, it's a lifetime.
Yeah.
Not being seen at 700, you'll be seen from space when you're 700 right. pounds. So 2 weeks is a long time. You go in, and he's on his bed. It's 120 degrees, August, Vegas, and no air
no
for
air.
2 weeks.
The
wow.
room was sticky and humid from the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Were there, he had blisters on his skin all over, half full of fluid that were 6 inches big,
because
and when you touched them, they pop.
He's decomposing over these few weeks.
Those actually may have been from when he was alive.
Yeah, infectious bed sores.
Because I saw this thing on the 750-pound man on A&E or whatever it was, so those could be from when he was alive. Here's my big question. Was there anything eating him yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now you, as a paramedic, must do what? Because I would do that move where I went to the kitchen, calmly busted off the gas feed line for the natural gas into the stove, turned on the burner, and then in slow motion thrown a cigarette butt down at it, which always means there's going to be explosion.
Sure.
If you do, Danny, you smoke. Don't ever flick a butt in slow motion.
Good. Good
because
to know.
A car
Sorry.
Will blow up. That's right. I would have torched that apartment building, but you then had to do what, Ty?
We had to pronounce him dead. I could pronounce him dead from his stink from a block away, but we put on our air packs, went in, and confirmed it.
What's an air pack?
Well, we're firefighters. You can't breathe smoke.
I'm going to do the math on air pack and assume it was a pack that's filled with air.
Yeah, but they don't use it for a fire. They use it just for something.
No, they also use it for fire.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, there was no fire. There was just a rotting corpse.
So you had to go in.
Remember what your last boyfriend wore when he... Well, never mind.
Okay. You had to put your fingers on his arteries, or how'd you figure out he's dead?
Well, we didn't really need to do that, but we just had to go in and confirm it.
All right. And
technicality for report writing.
Ty, this is solid stuff. Confined space, high
duration.
Heat index, duration index, weight index, off the charts.
Off the chart.
Still yet no vomiting.
If there is vomiting, remember, it's going to go into a mask and then settle around your eyes and nose.
Maybe we can beat this one on a technicality, which was if you weren't sporting the air pack, you would have heaved.
Well, how do we know somebody didn't heave? Did we ask this yet?
Who actually gathered the body up, Ty?
Well, he was so big that the coroner didn't have the capacity to put him in their van, so we had to come back 3 hours later, wrap him in plastic, and...
You had to wrap him in plastic.
We, yes.
We, and you're not talking about the royal we.
No,
you're
no,
talking
not
about
the royal.
You and your partner. I'm going to go ahead and give you a 37.
How dare you, sir?
On this one. Oh, you think that's low?
Oh, I think that's low.
Well,
I think that you could vomit from a block away, had to wear an air pack to get there. I've treated hobos, my friend. You have no idea what stink is.
You just were busted down to 36. You want to keep going?
You want to keep talking?
You want to keep talking? Because you will earn yourself a 35. Okay?
Talk yourself down to a 10.
I don't know if that still goes on today, but it seemed like almost every gym coach and parental figure I had growing up would do that move where it was like, you just got yourself 20 minus points, or you just got yourself a half hour detention, and you'd go, but, oh, Oh. Well, now it's an hour. You want to go for 2 hours? I don't feel like parents or gym coaches do that ratcheting up anymore.
See, my problem is that I do that. I say, you have a timeout. It's now 10 minutes. And then they do something else. I'll say, now it's 20 minutes. But they'll keep doing stuff, and I'll now run out of steam and numbers, and nobody gets a timeout of any kind. There's
but,
no
but at
punishment.
Least there's an attempt of ratcheting up being done in the parenting world. Fat Dan?
Yeah, it's Fat Dan. Pardon me. Top that, because I've been involved in some of that kind of stuff.
Well,
but check this out.
Dan, quickly, see if you can top that one.
I'm a plumber, see, and I was up in Escondido.
Hold on. Plumber, you got 15. Escondido, you just got yourself 12 points. So you're 27 already.
Yeah, well, there's this dead house, you know, where they cut people up and they drain them of their blood, you know, mortuary?
Yes.
We call them a dead house. Anyways, I go up to the dead house, and all the drains have been rotted out, you know, from the formaldehyde.
Mm-hmm.
And have been seeping down into the soil for a long time. So tobacco guy backs up, you know what I mean? The whole freaking crew is standing there looking down in this hole. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you can see the change of color from, like, natural soil to weird-looking color.
So morbid, bloody sewer pipe.
Well, I mean, you talk about
over
the years.
Not a good name for Teresa's V, by the way.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
I mean, over the years, you know what I mean, it had leached in. So, you know, when you dig, when you're digging a hole, you know how the backwater goes back in?
Yes, you're digging a hole.
And you know how the water, you know, the saturation, it starts to leak back in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ain't water.
Oh, no.
Go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Fat, and I would add, stupid Dan. Drops an S-bomb 34 seconds ago, apologizes, and then follows up with an encore of an F-bomb.
Yeah.
Potty mouth.
All right, I'm sorry. There are major deductions for the use of profanity. I'm going to give you a 19 because I'm in a good mood. And because
we'll be right back.
We got to take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Cancer Danny sings the hits.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me with cancer? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't you?
That's Cancer Danny doing the Pussycat Dolls.